Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 minutes feedback, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Die 4 Radio.
It's the page.
DJ School Duke.
And the Brick City History Book.
Yeah.
Brick Man, love from the Brick.
Yo, my name's Mo Doc, you already know, and y'all can't ball anymore. I wild out like Brooklyn when they broke Raheem Radio. Brick City, where you at? It's like Jesus came back. Had you waiting so long for a song, now I got wholesale on the crack. Ever since I was a youngin', started out selling coke. Me and 2 Tech hot with the Taiwan suits and the Sherlin coat. Flipped to a half a key, got large on the block, young boys in the mix. Had it like New Jack City, but a smaller version of it. Fucked up money, now back on the block selling. We hung with D-Hop and Reese on some robbing shit. I was a gangster, enough of that, so I DJ'd for the brand. Yellow nigga with a fade in his hand and some magic tape in the deck. I knew I could be a rap star, so I sat down and took notes and put time in when I'm rhyming. Now y'all know my name. It's my music, my kids, my homies, my whiz, my mamas, my everything. It's my block and my soul, my city so cold. That's why Redman carry that. Well, I was shopping my from my label to yours, to your project right door. I'm shitting for every. We out shopping my tape. Def Jam was first on the plate. They like, no way, Redman. We need another third base. Back to the bricks with D-Don. Like, damn, give me a break. Then I look back and I look at a nigga now I can't even hate. Fuck what another nigga doing. Do you? Don't sweat it. If they don't get it, make them regret it. Ever since I had a pin up in the baddest light skin nigga from the chin built up Dilla, got my school up, he's Jay Dilla, that's the end. Goodbye, bitches. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. Rhyme for the Brick City niggas, man. Rhyme for 2 Tech, man. Hey, 2 Tech, man. Remember that time we was catching the bus, man, trying to get to work, man? You had them gray shoes on with them gray slacks. You had a folder in your hand with some papers, and you bust your ass trying to catch the bus, and your papers flew up in the air, nigga. That's what it is, nigga.
DJ School Duke.
Peace to Mr. Yellow. Mr. Pink, what it is, nigga. We riding for you, homie. Yeah, Mr. Perk, Mr. Black, Mr. Red.
Diplock, baby.
Yo.
Killer house, nigga.
One, two, one, two.
You know how you just got that good bud, nigga. You ask me what I keep it in, nigga.
I put it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock.
Yo, yo, one thing about weed, when you hit it, you feel no pain. My drug dealer said it's that thing, have you driving it, both lanes, so I'm rolling that purple in the quarter sack, getting dome in the Cadillac. That's why I got a hood rat, type of hood rat to cap my strap. Hit the sheets or the streets, it don't matter, I'm still black dynamite. Over the track like white on rice, nigga, alright, alright, alright. I'm for real though, smell that sativa in the air. They wanna hit my blunt, but I let them know that Reggie never shares. I'm for real though, I'm smoking more than most these rappers. My 18 smoke grade A weed, call it B.A. Baracus. 2 hits and pass, obey the rules and you might hit it again. When we go to the spot, you pull out a knot and buy your own, my friend. Cause I'm a rider, smoking sour, keep a lot of baby powder. For them hoes that wanna get smacked by me, try it. But if you got that OG, purple, silver haze, blueberry cheese, New York diesel, nigga, I'ma buy it.
And put it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip, lock, zip.
Nigga, this front dog, whoever ain't feeling me could suck my ball. I'm in a big truck, middle finger up, screaming, fuck all y'all. Fuck your squad, fuck your broad, fuck your mixtape, fuck your clique, fuck your hype man, fuck your label mate. Bitch, I'm certified gangster, show you right. Even my chickens come with biscuits, Jersey fries. Y'all niggas got a lot of nerve, but fuck what y'all done heard. I put in a lot of work, so I got what I deserve. Y'all just a bunch of dick swallowers, followers. Rappers speak, y'all repeat like parakeets, mockingbirds. My heart colder than Denver in December. Mix cocaine and painkillers and hell and paint in the fuck a Bentley in the bin. I don't eat lobster and shrimp. I shop at Family Dollar and eat at Mama Kim. Brick City, salute me. Absolutely, the stash and the dash of my hoopty. We keep it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, banana, lock.
This for all them smokers out there that keep they shit in a Ziploc. Keep that shit tight, nigga. Don't let no air get in. Make sure that shit is real tight. So when you open it, you get nothing but buzz.
This is Red Man Remix.
Gospel Radio in the house. Here we are again, people. And you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everyone that's already been rocking with us. The phone lines are already starting to get crazy, so you know how that goes. We are officially gonna have Redman in the house. He did, you know what I'm saying, get caught up with some shit. And you know what? We even said on the show last night, shit happens. You know, I'm not sweating him over it. He definitely connected with us and was like, man, we got to get back to these fans. So this is the very first, you know, Wednesday edition of Die 4 Radio, and we're going to continue to do this. But, you know, to rock it out with Redman and the fans and the whole thing is definitely what we wanted to do. You know, we wanted to deliver right away, and so did he. He completely agreed with us. He said, be on the phone, honestly, about 10 minutes. And so we definitely going to be playing a lot of his remixes that he did not too long ago. And it's a lot of hype. Plus, we're going to play your favorites, so don't even trip on that. You know what I mean? We definitely got you covered. But, yeah, just another beautiful night. Doppel Radio, again, we appreciate everybody that called up. If you want to holler at us, you know what I'm saying, 646-200-4945, press 1 to speak with the host. Otherwise, you can just chill and listen, you know what I mean? I know everybody's going to want to talk with the man. But, you know, we're going to definitely rock out some really dope music. So that's the way we always do it, though. Ain't that right, Matt 4?
Yo, that's always right. At it again, back-to-back shows. And we got another show tomorrow, motherfuckers.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow, tune in. You know, it's the cocaine, shut the F up and cut the check listening party. So that's going to be fun. You never know who's going to stop by, you know, on something like that. So, you know, just stay tuned. And then Saturday, we got the Jodian show. We got, you know, Shawrock. We got Chip Fu from Fu Schnickens. We got Prince Poe. And I am missing one. Ah, that's going to bug me, too.
Yeah, that's going to be an ill show right there.
Oh, Group Home. I'm sorry. My bad. Group Home in the house. So you know what I'm saying? We're definitely gonna be rocking out. And that's real. And the phone lines are already like this. But you know what? I'm going to go down the list real quick while we're waiting for our guests. And trust me, people, Red is going to be in the house. Don't trip. You know what I'm saying? And for real, dude, life happens. You know what I'm saying? So
nobody was expecting that. I mean, that never happened, though.
Yeah.
I mean, for it to be a whole shutout, that's crazy.
Yeah. But it's all good. It happens. It's all, you know what I mean? And here we are another day to prosper. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, definitely. I'm going to go to 941-266 Die 4 Radio. What's happening?
What's up, D?
What up? KT the legend back in action.
Hey, I must have just stepped in the car at the right time. I swear you'd be doing it at the right time.
Hell yeah. No, definitely rock out with us, man, because we can have a great this show's going to be classic, homie. Not that they're not ever classic, but this one's definitely going to be one for the record books, homie. So, you know, you're definitely going to have to rock out.
Every time. That's every time in history, man. I ain't never worried. I never doubt.
That's what's up. Sarasota in the house. KT the legend. Man. About to kill the game, you know what I'm saying? Matt 4.
Yo.
What's up, Matt 4?
What it do, my dude?
Nah, you good. I know if you heard me. Hey, y'all doing y'all thing, man. Keep it up, man. Everybody listen.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody is listening. Everybody's going to get the chance, man. That's the way we do it, Die 4.
If everybody's smoking weed out there, this is a show to get blooded to.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's, you know, what we're going to do right now, actually, I'm going to go, man, I've been listening to this album all day, and, you know, I've been listening to Redman for a couple of days now, because it's, you know, you can always listen to some Redman, you know what I'm saying? But I was definitely feeling this because of, you know what I'm saying, just the diversity of it and everything, and kind of hearing him, you know, on some beats that are somebody else's. You know, it's a dope little mixtape. And the thing is, too, it's just vintage Redman. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, it's vintage Redman that, how do you say it? Just the way, like we talked about, you know, like we talked about what he did.
He can rip anybody's beat.
So that's what's going to be really tight about tonight's show, though, is that we're going to be playing a lot of remixes that he's done. You know what I'm saying, on the tip that nobody's really, you know, heard of before. And I'm sure there's people that have heard this mixtape, so I'm not trying to say it's exclusive or anything like that. But it's nice because we took yesterday and the mix that Ford did earlier, you know, was a lot of classics and a lot of ones that everyone loves. So we're going to switch it up. And obviously we take requests, so, you know, that is what it is. But let me go to this Redman. We went for the man of the hour as we speak. We're going to hit these phone lines and everything else. So let's do this. Doubtful Radio. Come on.
Get your blunts in the air and get to smoking it and passing it around and shit, cause this is Yellow House. Big up to them Detroit niggas, D12, Eminem, Royce the 5'9, tricking them goons.
Yeah.
This goes out the proof, baby.
Reg Noble, roll up in the blue Volvo. I rock polo, my face like Miguel Cotto. I'm serious, pour the cranberry with the Remy. Impersonate you rappers more than Nilly Vanilli. I'm higher than a drug dealer you got your weed from. You rappers won't impress me till you learn to make an album. So quit it, fall back, cause I got the power. It's music, money, hoes, plus blunts that are sour. My name is Reggie Noble, I'm a sexaholic.
Hi,
I fuck my babysitter on my mama toilet. I'm a con artist, like the homie from D12. Niggas think I ain't strapped until they hear the shells. Bitch, I'm coming out shooting through the window in the car chase. You getting shot the fuck up like Scarface. I started rolling blunts, my mind is getting open. My pen is like Cheech and Chong, I'm still smoking.
Yo,
and when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy, I just don't give a fuck. Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
Man,
I just don't give a fuck. So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter. Fuck you, nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run. Cause most likely Red got a gun.
I just don't give a fuck.
I'm popping the E, but I'm looking for MDMA with a double barrel, bumping in WA. I hustle hard for the guap around any season. That's why my rim's beaming where the parking meter reading. Beefing, you're all vegan. You wouldn't be the case. You the type to snitch the first hour, first 48. Never needed the cape. I'm a lyrical hero. Doctor, the psycho boy gave me a referral. When I formulate Wu-Tang in the street with the heat of De Niro. Red Man's the coolest. Reggie Noble's the weirdo. Sativa, with your wife eating a beaver. Skeet on her lips looking like Misty Misdemeanor. The dirtiest. Rhymer, marijuana. Addict, the legend, icon, gorilla, classic, half alien, half bro. I'm the type of asshole to cut your girl's fake breasts with a knife big as Rambo. And when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy, I just don't give a fuck. Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
Man, I just don't give a fuck.
So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter. Fuck you, nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run. Cause most likely Red got a
I just don't give a fuck.
This goes out to the Brick City niggas. Everybody that's smoking that sour diesel, put one in the air if you're smoking. Yellow House is in the building. California, ATL, New York, we all over this bitch. Detroit, you already know the business. Let's go.
Dotful Radio in the house, man. I'm feeling that. I've been bumping it all day. Loving to flip the birds and just a classic, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely legendary like he always is. Mr. Redman, you rocking on Dotful Radio. What's happening? Now, 917 Red, what's happening with you? And here we go again. Maybe some technical difficulties, but I know he's right there, so just give me a second. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely going to rock it out. Actually, that may be a different 917 caller. So, Anyways, I'm going to get Mass 4 back on the line. What you feel about that last track on that remix, Mass 4?
It's dope. Just waiting, not waiting to get, you know, I was hyped since last night. And you said, waiting for Red Man to come on. We're waiting for Red Man. Where you at, Red Man?
That's what's up. So we definitely, you know, just waiting. And have you heard that remix album before or any of those remixes we've been playing?
I haven't really checked most of it out lately. I mean, I heard a few cuts, but I haven't really got a chance to go through it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it definitely, I mean, he definitely flipped it. He definitely, always does his thing. You know, always does his thing. So we, you know, we definitely got some special requests. We got a lot of callers. Everybody wants the classics again. Everybody,
like
the man.
We're up again.
Yep, absolutely. We just wait for the man to get in. That ain't no thing. Look, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens. We all know that. But he's definitely rocking out with us tonight. You know what I mean? So we can go one more track, get to our special guest. And to get to these callers, man, let's do this. Bread Man, Die For, let's go.
Original Rude Boy, on your scene. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody light your butt, get your smoke on. All you bitches drop your draw. I suggest you jam on. I'm not a role model, I crack the back bottle. Smoke blunt, play pretty MCs as sex models. So inhale, exhale what you smell. Derail the frail, blind MC off my trail if he use braille. See, I never been touched. Regulate the street tactics and parlay in the cut. Lay back and hit this while I shit this. Flip this, get so ass flow at long distance. And plus I pack 9 inches in my britches and keep an instant lit for the funky ass bitches. New Jersey's on the map, Caprende. And confrontations start from the blunts and the remains. And if NA, MC out there want to test, call my boy Papa C to put a slug in your vest. I walk out with the black tech now by the waistline. Over tracks and rivers, making your lungs collapse and quiver. It's the PPP foundation in your ass. We be the ball like that Oklahoma blast. And outlast a few clowns, sound, rap, say being the Mac like Drew Dan. Ask me when I smoke and I say it's domestic. Fuck off the hook, I leave shit disconnected. What's the name of that town rolling up trees?
Jersey smoking on the
high by day. It don't stop, you better move. I make that chest wet and coast, then dip low key like OG. Then inject that antidote to make you OD. You know a better flow, get the doji and show me. I bet you I make them all pussy than Josie. And show them how high I am just from the nosebleed. I keep it naughty by nature. Kick that rugged shit that Maybelline couldn't make up. Lace up.
Yeah, from doctor. Represent high time on the blunt smoking. Smoking weed.
For the marijuana shopper, lace the tracks with stacks of artifacts. Make the police arrest me for giving the cardiac. Cause I'm the shitter, headbanging non-quitter. 20 blunt a day, nigga, Land Cruise whipper. I represent, commit to be the instrument. Who's next to get that ass bitch 10%? I make your boo pass off your jewels, you lose, cuz
I am so cool.
React the bonnet, I got 5 on it. Met some hoochie, now I got 55 on it. Two coronas, I dominate my opponents to the hardcore niggas. Keep on.
I walk around the streets with the black tech now by the waistline. Thinking I'm turn the volume up a notch and watch the performance.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just grab these and just move. Because I got a meeting I got to go to, too, in like a 45 minutes.
Here working, brother, in California right now.
Absolutely. I heard it was somewhat of a wild photo shoot over there with Corrupt. I heard it was kind of crazy.
Where at?
I said I heard it was the video shoot with Corrupt was a little bit crazy out here in L.A.
Oh, yeah, we were shooting the Corrupt video yesterday. That's why I couldn't get on the line yesterday. My apologies. But it, you know, it ran all the way to 4 o'clock. So, you know, what we had to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Man, we just chilling, enjoying your music. Was bumping a few of the remixes. You know what I'm saying? Got lots of callers on the line and get lots of music to play. But what's up with everyone? Wants to know what's up with Redman? What's going on new with you, man? Any new albums coming out?
Besides trying to drop the Muddy Waters 2, new music. Me and Meth is working on the Blackout 3. We're writing for this new movie we're working on, possibly a How High 2 or another new movie with us in it. You know, it'll be marijuana related. And just being more behind the scenes, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when you say, you know, marijuana movement and everything like that, do you get involved in, like, the cannabis cups out here and a lot of the stuff that goes on out here?
Absolutely.
In California, that is?
Absolutely. I'm part of the Hot Times magazine crew, and, you know, I'm a judge on as far as, like, help judging the cannabis and all that shit, and, you know, and being part of the movements and you know, events in Denver when they throwing events, 420 events and shit like that. So, you know, yeah. And plus, you know, this ain't nothing new. You know, this is something we've been doing since the 90s, so...
Now, I got to say, too, because exactly, the 90s, 20-something years in the game, but we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of people on this show lately that are getting to their, you know, 20th anniversaries and everything like that. I mean, how do you feel?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel the game has changed a little bit? Because you've been able to keep yourself and do you since the 90s and still be successful doing it. There's a lot of artists that can't do that. So, you know, how do you feel about, you know, kind of the stage of hip-hop and how have you been able just to adapt and just stay yourself to that?
Well, it's your circle you involve yourself with. You got to be ground-minded. Plus, you know what it is too many young dudes peak too high, too fast now. Like when they come out, they already talking about money or they already talking about they the richest guy in the world, and it leaves them no room to have success. So a guy like me, you know, I still haven't reached my peak yet, I feel. You know, I'm still stretching for that peak. You know, you know, I have a lot of ventures I want to do besides music, so I leave room. And plus, you know, I stay grounded. You know, it's like, you know, I never was the guy that had to have the million-dollar house or the 50 cars. I'm very easy to please. What I am rich off of is street knowledge and street credibility. And I walk in any hood I want to and get that love without no bodyguards. And when you have that, you're rich in heart and you're the richest man in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And plus,
yeah,
rich
well.
To my kids. You know, my kids know me, so, you know, I spend time with them, so I'm rich with that too as well. So that's enough for me. So that's what keeps me grounded. That keeps me striving in the game. And you know, people can relate to that.
They
still have a room to grow, and you know they following Redman all these years. So it's more like my circle and the fans that kept me in the game as long.
Now also too, kind of on that question, especially starting in the '90s, and what you did. I mean, there was certain types of hip hop out, but what made you have your style? I mean, obviously you are your personality on wax, and when you do that. But you were the only one to do it kind of like that, and it still are the only one to do it. What really molded you to be able to rap like that? Obviously you're a natural rapper or a natural lyricist, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, but did you form that and said, okay, this is it? You know, when you started out, were you a little bit different? And I'm talking like first demos before anybody heard you.
No. It was like I was, first of all, Jersey always had their own style. And Jersey always had their own style, and we always stood out anywhere. So, you know, like when I got down with EPMD, it was like a challenge because, you know, they had Dice Effect, they solo, and they all had, you know, different styles they was bringing to the table besides just dropping a rhyme, you know. So I don't know, what would I say, to kind of stand out or be the next member that has something to bring to the table exciting besides just a rhyme. Like I had to, you know, I did what I did on the Hardcore album. And after that, it just helped me advance my writing, you know, my skills or what to talk about to not only be different in, you know, in my camp, but now to be different in the world, you know, of other MCs and other rappers and shit. So, that was a big help, man, like my crew. I could say that. I definitely could say that. That's what helped me stand out. You have to be different, man. It's like with anything you got to do, you got to kind of go against the grain to win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you know, I use that rule all the time, boss.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I know definitely, you know what I'm saying, these phone lines are blown up, but I'm especially going to go to my co-host here, Mad 4, because I know he wants to holler at you. We're going to get some more music, you know what I'm saying? But Mad 4, what's happening with you?
What's up, Red Man?
What's good with it? How are you, bro?
I'm great, man. Man, I've been pumped up since yesterday waiting for you to get on the show last night, but, hey, you here today? And I got to say thank you for rocking with us on the radio show, man. We appreciate that shit 100, my dude.
All day, man. That's nothing, man. Anything I could do. You know what I'm doing. I'm just working, man, making sure everybody get to hear.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I said this shit yesterday, and I've been saying this for a while. If there's two rappers that I think in the rap game deserves Lifetime Achievement Awards, it's you and E-40. Definitely you, because of your long catalog. You, when people go and purchase your record, they know what they're going to get. Exactly. You never disappoint, my dude.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, man, because I got a lot of respect for 42. And, you know, shit, an achievement world like that would be fucking great. Make sure you tell them next time you hear about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, my dude, for sure, man. I just got you here, the funk doc in the motherfucking house. You're hearing me here. Zappo Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Definitely. You got a question for him real quick before we let the callers holler at him for?
No, let the callers get to him first, because they've been waiting since yesterday, and we can get some questions after that.
Yeah, for sure. I do got a question real quick, and I'm going to go call this Red, and I could never confirm this, but I know they took the sample, and you was in the video with Helter Skelter for that I Ain't Having That. Did y'all ever do a remix to that you had a verse on?
I ain't having that.
Did you ever do a remix with them? Because I know you were on there, and they, you know, they took your voice, and you was in the video with them too. But yeah. I always heard that there was a remix y'all made, but I could never find it on a single nothing. I was DJ, so I didn't know for sure if it was really true or not.
Nah, you gotta ask Helter Skelter about that. Like, I ain't even know it was a remix either. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, all right, man, well, welcome. So, I'll do the research. We have Rock on the show, so I'm gonna have to hit him up, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, we're going to continue to go to these phone lines and then bump some music. I got a 215 area code in the house. 215, what's happening? Red man,
what's going on, Don Lansky? This is doing Major Damage DMD tuning in with you, man, to check out you and the OG Red Man.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Yo, what's going on, fam? What's up with you, Red?
Ain't nothing out here in Keller Cali. What's good with it?
Oh, man, you in my hood, man. That's my OG hood, man. Cali, man, you know what I'm saying? Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood, Watts, you know, they're my stomping grounds, homie.
All right, that's what it is, boy. That's where I'm at, boss. What's good with it?
Oh, man, just maintaining, you know what I'm saying, trying to do my thing, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the West Coast rappers that had one of my songs come out in 1987, produced by Dre from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, Poetry in Motion. My name is DMD, you know what I'm saying? We got some nice shit coming out soon.
Oh, yeah? Nice, nice. That's what's up, man.
That's
I tell you
up.
What I always say, man, it's mad room on the West Coast, man. Mad room for artists to come out on the West Coast, yo.
Yeah, man. You know, I wanted to ask a question, man. You know, for underground artists, you know, that like myself, that you know, got my new project that's about to drop on iTunes. You know, what's your advice for underground artists that's doing it itself, that's trying to get, you know, into the industry to start doing shows overseas and things like that? You know, because I'm sure that's really where the bread is at.
Well, it depends on if you want to have longevity. Like, for example, like there's a lot of artists that we might not know about. Like, I bump into them, but these artists got a little following and they going overseas and doing shows and shit. But you never heard of them. So,
yeah.
And then when I finally pull their file up, you know, they just got a lot of content, and they drop albums, they drop singles, and they constantly got a visual going on, and their website going on, and their YouTube going on. I mean, it ain't really hard to tell, because that's the new wave, and anybody can have a YouTube, and anybody can have a website to promote their shit, but it's about, man, what I said earlier, man, about going against the grain and going left. Like, you know, you really have to do something outstanding with your music and in videos, especially as a new artist, to stand out, you know, to get the grasp of a good audience. Now, if you're just coming out with the same kind of shit they're doing on the radio, then, you know, they're going to look at it for a minute and be like, ah, it's typical. And I feel like the radio fuck up a lot of people's minds as far as how to do a record, or, you know, who to be who they are, too. You know,
right, no doubt.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, after the radio, you know, everybody's like, all right, I got to get a song like this on the radio. And it's like 100 million people trying to get on the radio with the same kind of music. So now that the people have a chance to choose who they want to listen to, they got a chance to scheme through the internet and see who's hot or who they would want to follow. That's your chance. That's your chance to take over. Like, you know, hey, I'm going to do something to the left. I'm going to get this audience. I'm going to get a following.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just say stay with content, man. Stay putting content out. You know, keep your visual up. You know, you'll get somebody to bite in after a while if you believe in it, you know.
It's a tricky game, man.
I can't even tell you what to pinpoint on to win. You know, like, you got to do this, and you do this, and you will win. It's not even like that no more. It's like you just got to put content out and whatever. When it start biting, that's when it bites.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel it, fam. I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I wish you success in your endeavors, man, and all that you do, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, brother.
DMD in the house. You know, we always have to support your music, keep you in rotation, homie, so I appreciate you rocking with us. We're going to go to one more caller. I got a 717. And listen, 724-707, 917, 310, 818, 941. That's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the support. We coming to y'all. Don't worry. 717, Dot 4 Radio with Red Man. What's happening?
What's up, Dot 4? You already? It's the Duchess. What's good, my G?
What's good? What's good?
You know, we have a blast
man.
Over here.
Yeah, baby.
What's up, Red?
You already? What's good, baby?
I've been waiting for you since last night. How are you, my G?
I'm good. Out here in Cali, smoking.
You already?
Yeah, I do.
You already?
Yeah.
I just want to say to you that, you know, I've been following you for a very long time. You are my everything for so many reasons, and your time for some action is the reason why I spit the bars that I spit. So I want to salute you for everything that you've done in this game, everything that you've done, you know, that you're going to keep doing. I just want to ask you a quick question. I heard you say that you're not at your peak yet. I mean, all that I've gotten from Redman so far, what else can I expect?
Like, what else could you expect? From...
Yeah, you want to move some more movies? Like, what you going to be doing next?
Oh, yeah, well, all right, well, I'll tell you like this. Like, my passion, like, you know, my passion, like, when I feel that I want to make an open toe, high heel sandal for women, because I got a bad foot fetish. That's one of my passions. When I complete that, and then I feel I've reached my goal. But besides the high heel open toe shoe for women, I want to direct, be more behind the scenes. I want to sell some scripts. I want to continue the Redman and Method Man brand on putting out movies. We're doing another album. And, you know, it's just basically movies and music right now. And putting out different genres of music, not just hip-hop. So, you know, we got
yep.
a lot of work.
I want to say to you that I will donate my foot as the first foot for your shoe.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. I need them. That's
and I
right.
I just want to also invite you over to Greenleaf Network whenever you free, my G, because I know you in the world of Green, and it's Greenleaf everything over there. So whenever you ready, the door's open, my G.
Yo, I appreciate the offer. Thanks, babe.
You are ready.
Yo, you have a good night.
That's just in the house. That's my fam. Everybody's rocking out. You know what I'm saying? Phone lines are crazy, but they got to hear some Redman music real quick, man. So I'm going to play a track, and then we're going to come back and let a couple more callers get to you, man, and definitely just rock out. You know what I'm saying? So definitely hang with us, Red. This fans are the support is crazy for you, homie, so we're definitely going to get it. I'm going to go, man, I got to do it like this. So Redman on Dot 4 Radio. We're going to come back to him. We're coming to all you callers. Let's do this.
Remix. It's the Page.
DJ Scoop Doo.
And the Brick City History Book.
Yeah.
Redman, live from the Brick.
Yo, my name's Funk Doc, you already know, and y'all can't ball anymore. I wild out like Brooklyn when they broke Raheem Radio. Brick City, where you at? It's like Jesus came back. Had you waiting so long for a song, now I got wholesale on the crack. Ever since I was a youngin', started out selling coke. Me and 2-Tech hot with the top one suits and the Sherlin coat. Flipped to a half a key, got large on the block, young boys in the mix. Had it like New Jack City, but a smaller version of it. Fucked up money, now back on the block selling. We hung with D-Hop and Reese on some robbing shit. I was a gangster, enough of that. So I DJ for the brand yellow nigga with a fade in his hand and some magic tape in the deck. I knew I could be a rap star, so I sat down and took notes and put time in when I'm rhyming. Now y'all know my name. It's my music, my kids, my homies, my whiz, my mamas, my everything. It's my block and my soul, my city so cold. That's why Redman carry that. So I was shopping my from my label to yours, to your project front door. I'm shitting for every. We out shopping my tape. Def Jam was first on the plate. They like, no way, Redman. We need another third base. Back to the bricks with D-Don. Like, damn, give me a break. Then I look back and I look at a nigga now I can't even hate. Fuck what another nigga doing. Do you? Don't sweat it. If they don't get it, make them regret it. Ever since I had a pin up in the baddest light skin nigga from the chin built up Dilla, got my school up, he's Jay Dilla, that's the end. Goodbye, bitches. Yeah, man. Ride for the Brick City niggas, man. Ride for 2-Tech, man. Hey, 2-Tech, man. Remember that time we was catching the bus, man, trying to get to work, man? You had some gray shoes on with them gray slacks. You had a folder in your hand with some papers, and you bust your ass trying to catch the bus. And your papers flew up in the air, nigga. That's what it is, nigga.
DJ School Duke.
Peace to Mr. Yellow. Mr. Pink, what it is, nigga. We riding for you, homie. Yeah, Mr. Perp, Mr. Black, Mr. Red.
WKYA Radio.
Radio.
Red Man Remixes.
On deck, 5FC, Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
Die for Radio in the house. Rocking out to that remix, you know what I'm saying? Redman, you know what's crazy, too, is him being able to flip words like that, that old Southern beat, he definitely doing his thing, you know, man. That's definitely what happens. He's actually going to be right back on the line. Y'all don't trip. He just had to handle something real quick. So you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a couple of these callers, and then they're definitely going to be able to interact with them in a second. So don't trip. I'm going to go to this 919.4 radio. What's happening with you?
You already know I'm
Mr.
hanging in, baby.
In the house. Absolutely, absolutely. He had to step off the scene just real quick. He's going to be back on in just a couple minutes. You know what I mean? But we still rocking out, Dipo Radio.
It's always a pleasure, my G. You know how we do it. I stick with you, too.
Absolutely.
I got to think it's good. East Coast, West Coast time, it don't matter.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what I'm saying? Just chopping it up with Reggie, you know what I mean? And like I said, he will be back in line, people. All you call is waiting. You still be able to, you know, chop it up. So don't even trip. Mr. Raw, what's up with you? What's new in your world?
Man, we just came from a beautiful night. You know, me and Dutch held down the judging on the Soul Focus situation, and now we had an extremely good night on Greenleaf too. They had a book club segment going on. That's a new thing you got to tune into. I don't know. I think it's every other Wednesday or something like that, but I'm not sure. But it was wonderful, man. And, you know, everything's green over here, man. We're doing what we got to do, and we're trying to reach the top without looking down at the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's just the way it goes, homie. That's just the way it goes. Obviously, we chopped it up with Duchess just a little bit ago, and she's still rocking out. But, yeah, man, you know, Death Squad in the house. You know, Redman, you know, has some good things to say, and, you know, we look forward to his future endeavors. But, you know, again, we can get back to the call lines and do what we got to do. But, yeah, so what's up? What's new with Mr. Royal? You got some new tracks you got to drop?
Right now, being a little patient, you know, I definitely owe a track to the winner of that Soul Focus situation. And then, you know, we got some great things going on besides the things that's going on with Die 4, you know, and Sneak Rothstein. We got some things in the working. So just, you know, I got my hands everywhere hoping that nobody don't snap my fingers. You heard me?
That's what's up. And, you know, for the people that didn't tune in last night, you can definitely go into the archives of what you listen to now and see the show last night, and we had a nice little vicious cycle, man, people was killing it. Shout out to Killer Ron, Sneak Rothstein, Mr. Raw, Mad 4, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Errol Tate, Jacob Popplewell even was on there spitting, you know what I'm saying, so it was definitely, I had a blast last night.
Yeah, it's always good to get a couple of brothers or sisters, it doesn't matter who it is, who just want to have some clean old hip-hop fun, man. Spit them bars. If you make a mistake, it's no big deal. We just had the honor amongst thieves, man. We was just chilling, having a good old hip-hop time. And, you know, it wasn't nobody trying to be superficial. It was just pure hip-hop, dog.
Yeah, Yep, absolutely. Hero hip hop. He's like Reggie does the best. Hey Reg, you can still hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We chilling. We got a caller on the line, my man, Mr. Raw from Queens. Mr. Raw, we got Red on the line. You got some questions or feedback or anything for my dude?
I ain't got no questions because the man knows what he's doing for so many years, my G. I salute you. I thought you was from New York even though you was repping Jersey because your flow was just priceless, my G. I appreciate your artistry. One thing that you did that I said last night when we was waiting on you that stood out more than a lot of people is that you gave us entertainment even in between your songs. I love the skits. I love the Gilla House situations. I love With Your Stinking Ass. I love Superman Lover. I can go on for days, my G, but I just want to salute and say, you know, definitely come over to the Greenleaf, part of the Greenleaf situation also. And whenever you in town, man, you're going down, man.
Yo, man. Hey, man. I'm going to tell you, that's why I said earlier, like, I want to do movies and shit. And because of my skit, because of how I entertained you between the songs, I feel as though that, you know, doing skits and stuff is a big part of building the album. You know, you gotta have a craft and want to be serious about, you know, your craft and just rapping and just putting songs together. So, like, orchestrating the album, putting skits on it, doing extra things like that to entertain, to give your fans a better insight of how you're feeling, it's just a plus. And I appreciate, like, people like you who can appreciate what I'm doing, just knowing that I have good material but also doing skits in between because that's why I do it, you know, for that extra ear. So I appreciate that.
No doubt. It made it fulfilling to listen to your album from beginning to end. It made me stay on my toes and think of crazy skits and say, yo, this is what makes good. This is what makes great hip-hop. And definitely, you know, shout out to Holland at my sis Dutch. I know she loves you. I know she's on
nice.
Cloud 9 over there.
That's what's up.
I'm going to let you get that shit.
Appreciate you. Salute, man.
No doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, phone lines just going crazy. Red man in the house. We got a 724 caller, 724, you live on the radio with Redman and Dire Nancy. What's happening?
Yo, what's good? Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's good, bro? All
right, good. What's up, Redman? How you doing, man?
Everything is good, man. How's everything?
Man, it's good, man. It's good, man. And I got a question for you, man. Like, in the whole landscape of rap, how you look at it now, how everything is, like, turning, like, you know, how everything's changing. How do you, like, keeping it 100 and honest, how do you feel about all these new rap acts that are coming out now?
Well, I like some of them. And, you know, my thing was I never had a problem with artists at all. My thing is, like, you know, long story short, I just don't like the lack of respect, I would say, that hip-hop has now. And I mean by that is that, you know, back when we came out, we had to earn our spot. You know, if we came out with an album, you know that we worked. You know that we went through battles. You know that, you know, we put in a lot of struggle to get to that spot to drop an album. You know, but nowadays, you know, anybody can make a hot record and be the man and drop a song. And if it's hot, they're the new rapper. They're the new guy. That's the only thing I can't fuck with, really. Is just
what
the
about
lack
the
of
message?
Well, it ain't too much concrete message out there. There's some guys that's doing it. Like I appreciate guys like Kendrick and J. Cole, and I like Gunplay too. Gunplay is dope to me. There's some guys with content out there, but it's just not enough to convince the audience. Just like you, you're not convinced that hip hop is really giving you substance in the rap no more. So there's some guys that's doing it, but it's just not enough, man. And you already know everyone is following the movement. That's why I can actually say I blame the radio. I blame the radio for playing strip club songs on the radio and saying it's hip hop. That's what's really it's all about. It's strip club songs on the radio, and they saying it's hip hop. And big up to Funk, big up to Funk Master Flex for even saying that. He even said that, you know, he got caught in the plane, and, you know, strip club records on the radio a lot and stuff, that he's going back to some real hip hop. So, you know, it's coming back, man. You know, thanks for the ear, though, bro.
Oh, definitely. No doubt, man. No doubt. I'm going to be bumping that red, man. Definitely.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you, homie. Always rocking with Dopo Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no problem, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got, you know, good to go down these lines. They still blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Blowing up like crazy for the homie Red. And you already know it's going to go down like that. We got the 941-276. You live on the air. Doubtful Radio. The Funk Doctor Spock. What's happening with you?
What's happening, Doc? What's going on?
What's good, boss?
What's going on, Mr. Noble?
Ain't nothing, man. Just working, bro. How you feeling?
Doing good, bro. Yeah, I wish I was out there. I'll be out there in like a month. Less than a month. 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm broadcasting right now, Reg. I'm broadcasting out here in the valley in L.A. So I'm out here in L.A. with you right now smoking on that good green.
Oh, you already know. We here, baby.
Absolutely. This is my man Jay Sosa, Dot4 Productions, man. You got a question for Red.
Oh, hell yeah. I was just listening. I know how you like really getting into the movies and all, but the hip hop. But you ever think about doing like a visual album, like the Jizz is trying to get down with?
A visual?
Yeah, like a visual album. Like Jizz is talking about doing an album like and having full visuals to it, whether it's like a cartoon kind of thing or like doing a movie to an album kind of thing. You ever think about something like that?
I would love that.
That'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, I wanted to do a visual album, but my way was just shooting the video and the song. You know, I didn't think about having cartoons on it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what's crazy too is we talk about Wu-Tang. Man, you and Matt fit together like it's crazy, man. Like, I mean, that was like meant to happen. You know, I believe there's certain things that are meant to happen. And I mean, y'all are the ultimate dynamic duo. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, you know, that's crazy how that came together. And I've seen you guys live a bunch of times, and the energy on that is just so crazy. I mean, Death Squad and Wu-Tang by themselves already had so much energy, but y'all together is something else, man. I mean, how do you feel up there on stage with you and Mess and just fans going crazy like that? I mean, that's got to be something else.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous still. But when we came out, it was like ridiculous. It was like baby Beatles. It was like we was the baby Beatles. I swear, it was nuts.
Absolutely.
Plus the era we came out in '90s too was a fucking great era, you know.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. Everything was. So Jay Sosa, we appreciate you, homie. You already know how Dot4 does it.
Yes, what's up? You're living on the
floor. That's what's up. So now we got a New York in the house, 917-218-283. What's happening, Dot4 Radio?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Yo, shout out to Dot4 Radio. Shout out to Don Lansky. Shout out to Redman. Brick City Stand Up. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir. What's good?
I'm chilling, fam. Yeah, I'm just calling in, showing respect, you know what I mean? Legendary rap man. Keep spitting them bars. And I want to ask you a question. Are you ever going to do a song with, like, Ransom or anybody from New Jersey? Like, collab-wise?
Yo, first of all, Ransom is my dude. Big up to Ransom. Of course, I would. Like, I would love to. Like, you know, like, I want more Jersey artists to come out to help push this ball, man, you know. And I'm on deck. Like, I'm on deck. I do a lot of records with people overseas and everywhere else, so I can do it with Jersey niggas, too. And I do records with my niggas like Reddy Rock and Runt Dogg and my boy P78. So we are connected, man, so, you know.
Right. And also, I want to know, too, are you coming out with any new movies? Anytime soon?
Yeah, we're working on one right now. Me and Meph is working on one right now, and I'm working on some scripts. So in 2015, you should be hearing something.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Real talk. Yeah, man, this is Dirty Shallow. I'm from Shut 'Em Down Radio, man. So you know, I'm checking in, man. Know what I mean? Respect the crap, Redman.
That's what's up,
fam,
man.
In the house. Fam in the house. You know what I'm saying? Rocking out, Dirty Shallow. We appreciate you always supporting him. You know what I'm saying? We got a call on the line, you know, 707. This is my man's right here. What's happening with you? Introduce yourself to these people.
Yo, what's up? This is Todd Davis.
Mr. Todd Davis in the house.
What's up, Red? How you doing?
What's good, boss? How you doing?
Man, what's up, man? I just was just, like, listening in. I wanted to, you know, thank you for, you know, taking your time out tonight to talk with everybody. And I think my biggest question was, I was just wondering, like, you know, coming up, like, who are some of your biggest influences in the game? Who inspired you to do what you do still today and be such a, you know, a genius at your craft and et cetera, et cetera?
First of all, you know, KRS-One, Slick Rick, my cousin Tame One from Artifacts, EPMD, NWA, Ice Cube. Like, in that circle right there will help build me in Cypress Hill. That was that circle right there that helped me. And besides old music, too, like the Jackson 5 and Johnny Guitar Watson and the Commodores and Earth, Wind, and Fire and Sam Cooke and, you know, because I was a DJ at first, so a lot of that music started me off.
Okay. Well, being that I don't get a chance to talk that much, I'm going to ask the second part, and then I'm going to let you all, you know, have a good evening. But as far as, like, your biggest highlight or your biggest hip-hop moment to date, what has that been?
My biggest highlight moment?
Yeah, your biggest career moment.
Good fucking question. I can actually say really because I'm more like a people's man. Like, you know, I would say I'm like more blue collar kind of guy that cares what my people, my fans think. And I think my biggest accomplishment, what I can say is when, you know, when people come up to me and tell me, like, I got them rapping or I even, you know, I even started them smoking and rapping or just, you know, I have plenty of women that say, you know, just seeing you and getting a picture with you, you made my year. Or I have a dude say, you know what, you know, thank you for that information. You know what, yo, thank you for that. I appreciate that, man. You just made my motherfucking week, man. I appreciate you for the info and everything. Have a good day. And I get a lot of that lately. And I honestly get turned on from that more than getting an award, more than saying anyone saying that I'm this kind of an MC or the rapper, thank you, here's an award. I think more of just people seeing me on the street thanking me because I know it's genuine. Because there's no money involved. There's no award involved. It's just because they don't have to say anything. They can just be like, oh, fuck Redman, fuck him or whatever, or be a hater. But I get a lot. I get a lot of people that come up to me and want to come up to me just to let me know that. So that, I think that's my biggest accomplishment, man, that I did what I wanted to do, get across to the people and let them know how I feel and, you know, let them have a good day on what I'm doing, my music, you know? That's some real shit.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Thanks again for calling in. Like I said, I just wanted to, you know, check in.
Yeah.
But y'all,
no, I appreciate you.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Shout out to my man Todd Davis. Todd Davis, man, great writer, great dude. Definitely, you know, big shout out to him for everything he does for Dodge War. You know what I mean? And Reg, man, you got these phone lines like literally on fire, man. We got 941-266. You live on the air with Dipole Radio. Red man, what's happening? 941-266, you there? Man, he must be on that Cali shit too. So we can keep going. There's another 941 I'll go to. 941-330, you live on the air with Redman and Dire Lansky. What's happening?
Hey, yo, Red, what up? Brick City, stand up, son. What's going on with you?
Hey, Brick City, what's good, man?
Yeah, man, I'm a Jersey fan too. I'm some Perth fanboy out there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
I know where that's at, boss. What's good?
Yeah,
with
you know, Seven Trade Deuce. We out there.
That's right.
I'm a part
that's
of
right.
Die For too. My name is JR. You know, I'm on the coming up from Jersey and whatnot. I just had to ask you a real serious question. You still rubbing them two door wires together?
Ah. Yeah, it's still broke, bro. The doorbell is still broke, bro.
Hey, so that's the way to keep them 100, man, for real.
Yeah, man. Don't nobody come to that house, man, so I ain't got to have the doorbell fixed.
But no, for real, on the real tip, like just me speaking from Jersey, how do you feel about the Jersey game right now, about how the Raptors is coming up? I mean, like, dude say you got Ransom and all that. Like a bunch of the other cats, I know you got your ears to the street and whatnot. How do you feel about that? You know, they coming
well,
out.
Well, my thing is, you know, we need more Jersey artists out, all right? Because bottom line, we've always been getting overshadowed by New York and you know, it's just like we have such a different ball game from New York, but we only 10 minutes through the tunnel, not even that, 5 minutes through the tunnel, and we in New York from Jersey. We need more artists out of Jersey to come out on some Jersey shit. Please don't come out on no down south shit. Please don't come out sounding like this nigga in New York. Just, I mean, like, you know what Jersey is, man. Stop being, y'all, Jersey niggas got to stop being afraid of who we are. You know, we already know that, you know, Jersey, like, especially North, like, you know, everybody know North get down. South Jersey, they get down. Everybody get down in Jersey. We need to start showing that, man. And, you know, and we need to start showing that, you know, how Jersey niggas really is. Like, we like to have fun. You know, even though we dead serious and we get down, we like to have fun. You know, everything, you know, we all sell drugs. We all did the crime, but, you know, at the end of the day, Jersey niggas always knew how to laugh at the end of the day and have fun. And that's why I've been winning so long because, you know, of course, I sold drugs. I did this. I ain't no thug or nothing like this, but I did my dirt. But how many times have you ever heard me talk about, yeah, I sold coke or I sold this? You ain't never really hear me say it. Maybe one time in my old records, you know, because I told you I was coming up. But you never hear me preach about it. You never hear me make it a main ingredient to my personality. You never hear me making money a main ingredient to my personality. Shit, I spent about $1 million on weed, nigga. I can damn near say that, nigga. But you don't hear me talk about it. You don't hear me say, I got money. I spent $1 million on weed. No, it's just about, you know, bringing your personality out and who you are. And that's what a lot of Jersey acts that I'm not hearing. There's a couple of dudes that's doing it, but it seems like everyone is trying to win just to get on the radio, get that certain song that sound like it can be on the radio. And we need to just get on our Jersey ground like we know how to do, man. Serious.
Yeah, man. I feel that 100%.
Die For on JR in the house. Definitely dope lyricist, man. Everybody's on here. This is just a crazy show. Matt Four, I know you got another question for Red.
Yeah, I actually got a two-part question, but first of all, Red Man knows what I'm talking about when I say this. Motherfuck Ashton Kutcher. But let's get to the topic of the question we're asked. When you debuted in 1992 with What the Album, at that time, Daz Effects was breaking shit with Dead Serious. EPMD came out with their fourth album, and King Solo was doing things. The Hit Squad was moving. Okay, when they split up, when everything went the other separate ways, what was your first reaction towards that?
My first reaction was, fuck everybody, because why everybody going to split up when it's my time to go, when it's my time to shine?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
But things happen, and, you know, since my boy Eric put me on, I was with my boy, and that was just it. But that's why, and, you know, I still went gold, but I think I had a chance to go platinum with the crew together, you know? So, don't know. And, you know, things happen for a reason, man. And I can't cry about it now because, you know, out of the hit squad, I'm still one of the main ones surviving. So, like I said, things happen for a reason, bro.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
And I remember when you and Method Man were doing ads and commercials for St. Ives. Did they hit you guys off with fucking 40 ounces of cases and shit? When you guys did the St. Ives ads for the malt liquor and the commercials, did they hit you off with cases of beer?
No, man, we didn't want that shit. We just wanted that shit. Yo, me and Method Man,
yeah.
don't even drink. Like, me and Meth don't even drink, but it was a good opportunity, good check, and it was good promotion.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I still have the poster with you guys with the special brew. You and Meth on the cover with the special brew bottle and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, that's crazy. That's like 90.
That's
like
90. How this motherfuckers.
We got more, you know, a couple more callers have definitely been chiming in and messaging me. 562-644, you live on Dark Hole Radio with Red Man. What's happening with you?
What's good, Lansky? What's good, Red Man? This is Killer Ron representing the Drodians, a.k.a. the professional NBA 2K14 ass-whooping handler. I just got one question. One question. I think everybody who was influential in the 90s, you're included. I think you guys have the power to change the game of hip-hop just by hand-selecting who you think should represent hip-hop. Do you think that's accurate?
What? Say it again, that we are what?
I think, for example, all the artists of the golden era of hip-hop, like in the 90s, and you will be a prime example. Do you think that you have the power to change the state of hip-hop now by actually selecting and telling the people who is dope and who represents hip-hop to the fullest, as opposed to, like, people just, like the Macklemore is coming out, and all of a sudden they just get this fan base, and they are the face of hip-hop?
Well, I would say this. It's not up to me to choose and pick what is dope and what's not, because, you know what, I can't be naive, because you got to think about the generation before me. Big Daddy Kane and, you know, Dougie Fresh and EPMD, you know, the generation before me, you know, you have to think, you know, what these guys thought of us during me. You know, did they think we was taking hip-hop to another level? The point of that situation is that the 90 era did take it to another level. We elevated hip-hop from where it was in the 80s. And now, it's not only that, you know, the main artist is saying, you know, hip-hop is not what it is, but it's the fans. And when the fans are saying hip-hop sucks now, it's not elevating it from the level that we elevated it from. So my thing is, it's not up to me. It's up to the artist. It's up to the radio, big time, to have a balance. You know, like, I put it this way. I had some guys come to Atlanta, from Atlanta to New York. They got to New York and said they play more down south records than down south play records.
Man.
And when you have a radio that's embedding that every day on the air to the young audience, that's what the young audience think they have to do, and that's what's hip-hop. So we all have a major job to do. I have a major job to do. You have a major job to do as a fan, as a person who's working in this problem. You know, the radio station right now has a job to do to have a balance on its music and play some original hip-hop and play some new hip-hop. And another part is the producers. The producers have to play a big part and stop having all this turn up music unless they ask for it. It's good in a sense, but then again, you got to have balance, and that's what I think it is. It's just unbalanced right now.
And you know what? And it's crazy you say that, Red, because we had PMD on the show earlier, well, at the end of the year, but and he said the same thing about the balance, because some of the same questions came to him, and he was like, you know, regardless of how we feel about it, there also has to be that balance. You know what I'm saying? And there has to be that as far as to make us unique and for us to be able to do their job. So, Killer Mom, we definitely appreciate you rocking. I'm going to go to the Skype caller because this could be out of country. That's how Dotful Radio does it. It's a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Whoever's on Skype, you live on the radio. What's happening?
Yo, what's up? It's Bam Bam. What's good, Dot Lancey? What's good? Hey, yo, Red. Hey, yo. For real. My nigga, yo, for real. I've been listening to you for so long, my dude. Yo, I'm just happy to talk to you, my dude. Big ups to you.
Yo, I'm here, bro. I'm here. You already know.
I got no questions, man. I'm waiting for that next joint to come out so I can go cop. That's it.
Hey, where you calling from, my dude?
Yo, I'm in PA right now.
Okay, cool. That's
where you hear on Die For Radio.
Yeah, yo, this is Bam Bam, yo. I'm CEO of Greenleaf Network, Greenleaf All.
All right.
Bam Bam, homie,
that's right, my bad, homie. That's
what's
up. That's what's
up. Yo, I just wanted to talk to Red. That's all, my dude. For real, yo, big up to Die Lampy, Die
Four. Hey, thanks you a lot. You already know, homie.
Hey, I know y'all got some greenery down there.
Listen, we already getting in the greenery right now, and, man, I wish you was here so I could shotgun you, my nigga, for real.
That's what's up,
bro.
That's what's up. Bam Bam, we appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Hold on. Before I go, I got one question, yo. I want Red to hear my lady joint, and I want to hear what he think.
Okay, I want to hear that.
Yeah. I can play it right now. What, the distance with Duchess?
Distance, yeah. I want to hear his opinion, yo, for real.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to the 760 caller, and then we'll get that going. Greenleaf all day.
No doubt. Be easy, Red. Good looks.
Yo, anytime, bro.
Good luck, my dude.
That's what's up. I mean, man, you still got these phone lines going off the hook. 760, what's happening?
What up? It's your boy Justified, man. Just calling in to give a big salute to Red, you know what I'm saying, for coming back, you know what I'm saying, to the station and making everything good with you, man. That's big ups right there, Red.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm blessed, bro. I don't know. I know you probably don't remember. You be moving around, but man, I met you back like, shit, I want to say it was like 98. My nigga at the Ontario Mills Mall, the nigga was working in the little shoe store, my nigga, and didn't even know it was you. I was chopping up with you and everything, and it didn't dawn on me until you walked about the motherfucker who you was. I was like, damn, nigga was in there, you know what I'm saying, spitting a little rap, freestyling on the floor and shit. But, yeah, big salute, big fan of your music, and I admire you even more so now, you know what I mean, with the incident yesterday, and you getting back on the line with my boy. That's just a big up to you, bro.
I appreciate you, brother.
No problem. Hey, guys, keep doing your thing, Lefty.
Oh, you already know. Yeah, Justified and the whole coalition. You know what's crazy, too, Red, is I actually met you, and I'm trying to remember the year, but I want to say you and Mess and a bunch of other people was at the San Bernardino Orange Show at one of the smokeouts.
Yeah.
I can't remember the year. You guys were a couple years. I can't remember the year I was there, but, man,
2000.
Yeah, and at the time, my homie was a big manager at Staff Pro, which is, anybody knows who that is. I know Red does, but used to do the security for a lot of the concerts. And so I was always able to kind of, you know, hook up backstage with a lot of these things and definitely met you. But, you know, a long time ago before I had this going on and, you know, anything like that going on. So definitely, you know, big shout out to Red, man. So tell me, you know, honestly, like, how did you, being from Jersey and everything that you are, you always mesh so well with West Coast artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter who it was, I mean,
whether it was MCA or Mello or Spice
One. Yeah. But I was saying, you was always so good with the West Coast cats regardless of what was happening. I mean, you said NWA was an influence to you as far as, you know, any of that. But, you were a fan of West Coast music from the get-go, and I'm not saying everybody because nobody likes everybody's music, you know what I'm saying? But were you already a fan even though in Jersey in the early 90s?
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. When when motherfuckers was dancing and shaking their ass in New York, when NWA was out and coming out, like I was only one of the few rocking NWA and Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, because of the skits and the cuts on the album and how it was arranged. If you listen to my first album, you can also hear in some of the skits how I took some of their skits, like little pieces, and put it in my skits.
Yep.
When my album first came out, you know, they even Snoop told me, because I was with Snoop, you know, me and Snoop been friends for over like 15 years. So, you know, when I first bumped into Snoop, he used to tell me, he like, man, let me tell you, man. He said, man, yo, these West Coast niggas out here had your album on replay. He was like, because it was only a few niggas. He was like, it was only a few niggas from the East Coast that they fuck with. And it was like me, EPMD, and maybe Stick Rick. But, man, I'm telling you, I appealed to the West Coast from back in 92. So, yeah. I deliberately.
The funk also, the funk has a bit to do with it, because the West Coast relates to a lot of funk music, and you're the funk doc.
Yeah, and I
got much.
So, you know, E. Sermon was big on that, so he helped me out with that.
That's what's up. So, you know, man, definitely do. I'm going to try to go back to this 941 just in case they had it on mute. The 941-266. You rock with Doctor Radio with Redman. What's happening? 941-266. Yep, they definitely are not rocking it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go to a fan request right now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, Red, we're going to go to the song because, you know, Greenleaf All Day, they definitely want you to peep it, and then we're going to come back and let you go. And definitely, you know, we've been blessed tonight to have, you know, interview like this and have you, you know, just come chill with us in our house. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this Duchess because she also said, she actually messaged me and said, tell him I'm over here soaking my feet for him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to throw it out like that. But either way, this is my girl Duchess with the her song Distance. And then we coming back, we let you go because I know you're a busy man. And this has just been a great Die For night. Let's do this. Bread Man in the house. Come on.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. What? Come here. When?
Put my third eye unlocked, I can see clearly, I'm weak unconscious, they can hear me now, already know I'm coming, just play my position, only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission, gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition, and I'ma go hard without their permission, Duchess on a whole nother level, listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen, I'm the chosen one, supposed to have in case I didn't mention, the middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity, protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in, I ain't got no friends or pop the piston. Fuck a 9-to-5 nigga, I came here to glisten. Feeling the actions, I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6-1-2-3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Nah, I don't got a choice. For me, it's ride or die. Or Kelly got me believing that a bitch can fly. And big girls ain't supposed to. And you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini 6-12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen. They see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth so the shines deserve. It's such the magnificent, I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Duchess in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high.
But no matter my pace, it's gonna only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me, I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze, get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start belling. You don't know by now, about to run this game. Dutch is missing, misunderstood, know my name, nigga. Stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit, some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky, I bleed 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the Similac off your lips.
On deck, 5 FC back, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother J, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Die For Radio.
You already know Die For Radio in the house. That last track was, you know, such a request. We here for the fans. We got Redman in the house. How'd you feel about that track from my girl Duchess there, Red? Red, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How'd you feel about that track for my girl Duchess right there?
Yo, that shit was hard, yo. That was Ooh. Hard, yo. I never know the sample, too, man. Da, 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 da. Come on, PMP used that. Why wouldn't I know that one?
Ooh. Well, you know, so then it hits a special place. But we definitely rocking out, man. So, you know.
It was hard, man. Like, you know, like, I just appreciate that. You know, when artists get it, you know, where they see where lack of where hip hop is at, and where they need what's needed at it. It's hard shit is needed now. It's enough bouncy music and catchy hooks out songs now. We need some substance.
And Duchess, you heard it from the man himself.
Good job.
You already. That means everything to me in the world. Thank you so much, Red. Yo, thank you, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we definitely rocking out. Red, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, it's been a pleasure. If I could ask you one favor before I let my dude Matt Ford say bye to you, can I get a Die For Radio drop from you? And we can be talking behind the scenes because especially while you in L.A., you know, I'm out here, you know, you getting anything going, shows or anything, I got a wide network to promote it, anything like that. So please let us know because I'm out here. So whenever you're in L.A., I got you back for whatever you need.
Yo, first of all, I appreciate, you know, you let me tune in, you know, to everybody right now. Because I like promotion, I like reaching out to the people. It don't matter. I like doing small radio and major radio anyway. And yeah, like you know, whenever I'm doing, you got my number, so that's how we connected and made this happen. So big up to you, big up to the whole staff at the Die For Radio. And you know, it's nothing. You can always come through and record something, do a show or something, and make it an exclusive.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. So real quick, give me a good old school wake-up show, Die For Radio, Funk Dr. Spock drop so I can chop that up like the last one you heard and definitely add it to those legends, which you are yourself. And then Matt Ford is going to say, you know, his last words. We can let you enjoy your night, homie.
So Die For Radio, just a drop, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's go. Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Gilla House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course, when I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana
accent is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud with it. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may Bud be with you. Let's get it. Die For Radio.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Hey, yo, big up to all the fans that was listening, tuned in. Thanks for the questions. I got the music coming out. Y'all tune in. If y'all want to reach me, y'all can hit me at www.redmansworld. That's the website where you can check out all the new music, all the new videos. That's www.redmansworld.com. Or you can hit me on the Twitter at The Real Red Man or IG or Instagram, Funk.media, FUNKDOCMEDIA. That's me. So holler at
me. Hey, actually, we have one last caller that just messaged me. 954, you got some last words for Red Man?
954, yes. That's Florida.
954, what's happening? You live on the air.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. What's happening?
What's up, Red Man?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, man, it's an honor to even talk to you, bro. You're like one of my favorites.
Thank you, boss. How are you, man?
Pretty good, bro. I'm just waiting for you to come down, bro. I've seen you like twice over here. When you coming down?
Yo, me and that was done. This is Florida right now, 5-4, right?
Yeah.
Me and that was down there already. Like, we was in,
Yeah, he was in Orlando. He was in Orlando because I actually talked kind of frequently with K Solo, and he invited us down there. He was like, hey, Brandon,
yeah.
He was Orlando. Yeah,
oh,
he
that's
just,
what's
he
up. That's like a 4-hour drive. Come back down to Lauderdale, bro.
Oh, I'll get down there. Believe me, brother.
That's what's up. Wait, one more thing, bro. One more thing. I make beats, and I got one that's perfect for, like, 93, like, Method Man, Red Man type shit. Is there anywhere I can send that shit?
Oh, yeah. Hey, can you hold on the line, and I can shoot you an email or whatever for that?
Hell
yeah,
bro.
I
got you. I got your beats all day.
That's what's up. I got you. I'll have them all on the line, Brandon, before you hang up. I'll go on another chat with you real quick and make that happen.
No doubt.
That's what's up. So definitely rock out. Matt Ford, you got any last words for Red before he goes?
Yes, man. It's been a privilege and an honor, my dude. And like I said it already, I appreciate you fucking with us on Die For Radio, Red Man. That's big for us, man.
Yo, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, I'm glad we made it happen. I know we was back and forth. You know, I apologize to the audience yesterday why I couldn't make it. I was shooting a video with Corrupt, and it just ran overboard. But, you know, I always make up, you know, my time because I like getting it in, and I'm really genuine about the fans. So I'm glad we made it happen. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm going to ask for a dream project, Red Man and Ice Cube record or a song.
Woo!
Can we get that? Can we get that soon, someday or something, before I'm dead?
I love Cube. Of course I do that, man. When y'all see Cube, tell him, man, because I would love to do that.
I'm going to work on that ASAP. That's going to get worked on ASAP. So definitely, man, what a beautiful night here on Dossful Radio, the legendary Red Man. This ain't just Red Man on How High or nothing. This is the legendary 25 years or more and counting Red Man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? And I had a couple people shoot out Red. I got to tell you, I'm going to play this. It's not off the remix album, but they shout out, hey, I remember hearing that track with Busta on the Dreamcast on the 2K. And so, man, I had a bunch of definitely, you know, requests and everything. So I'm going to go to the goodness, obviously. And but big shout out to you, man. Just a pleasure having you. Pleasure still hearing new music. And just everything. I mean, it's just a great, great night in hip-hop right now.
Hey, thanks a lot, man, and I appreciate y'all. And you know what, it's guys like y'all that, you know, that appreciate the artist that holds hip-hop down. And I appreciate God for real, man. Y'all, y'all have a cornerstone in hip hop or holding hip hop artists down, and I appreciate that. So, you know, big up to y'all too, brother.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Hold on the line just for just like one more minute, so you can give the producer your email. I'm gonna get you on the back line right now.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thoughtful Radio, Reggie Noble, Funk Dr. Spock, legends in the house. Let's do this.
Step out, dress to kill, spark the L.
What up, Doc?
What the deal? Clock the squill, the MC overkill. Certified solar dust, 35 mil. Jumping out flames, Doc's the name. Cock the flame, back to relief the pain. Hater, itch before, dope, Piscopo. Hit the safe, for case, should've switched the code. Nigga, sneak a pound to cuss the drug hound. Down to rob your neighborhood, wall bound. Me and my man jumping out sedan. Slapping your jaw like Sugar Ray did the red. Execute like wars in Beirut. 22-inch rims, the parachute out. The legs cool, the rhythm hit him without the venom. And the venom skin him with the shit I pull out the jungle. And I, dog style, your girl smoking a lot. I been had a demo before, riding hot. Buy a whip straight up, cash out the car lot. Clorox, your Fort Knox to your car swat. Fight off your ear for a silver deer. Switch from red to boy, give you primal fear. If you don't throw the clicks in your smoke, you're wet. Phone knock, Death Squad from the Jersey set. Wild the fuck out, smoke the fuck out. Drink the fuck out, freak the fuck out. Bug the fuck out, scream the fuck out. Black the fuck out, act the fuck out.
Do you feel it in your body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you feel it in your body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you wanna rock a body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you wanna get naughty?
Shake your stinking ass.
Cheech and Chong, I'm reaching y'all. Right on, man, palm, it's like the Cape on Spawn. Active frequency, trip the car along.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Got moves to make, choose the date. Today you hallucinate, smoking me out without war. Torn ghettos, opposite of good fellows, De Niro. Go to any brother who rocked the mic, Dero. Got your wife saying, not tonight, hello. Money talk, bullshit, walk ass, Chris. The Baptist, Ro Garcia's with hashes. You need classes for practice, to tap this. Jurassic, crap shaft, nasty ass bitch. Hot potato. Drop the data, gunja, emancipation, proclamator. Lock shit down, cock the pound.
No doubt.
As a juvenile, brought Cazals off canal. Brick City B, the pros are wildin' out. Up at the mouth, get dressed like thousand now. Got a degree, on the hash and the leak. E crash in the V, while we master the P. A B's by the body, cause a low mileage. Blacker, big jaja, kapoor cha-cha. Spit something to you to turn your eyes caca. Down with the out. You're trembling, picking up the pin again, it's riddling. Got impact like DJs who on Benjamin, cinnamon, hit you with your thongs and your Timberland. Fuck ya, rob ya, cops say it's
them
again. Jump the fuck out, jump the fuck out. Sweat the fuck out, pass the fuck out. Black the fuck out, flip the fuck out. Drunk the fuck out, bump the fuck out.
Do you feel it in your body? Do you feel it in your body? Do you wanna rock a body? Do you wanna get dirty?
In the pew, I ain't messing with you. I'm stressing your crew. Your own niggas be testing you too. Fucking with you, making your bitch unbuckle a shoe. Watching this bitch while she already know what she wanna do. She follow me home and on the way she swallow me bone. The Don Corleone, she wildin' on the side of my zone. Come on, bitch, let me creep you out, peeping you out, sneaking you out, over to my crib, freaking you out. Everybody now turn up the telly, turn off the celly. The way I be hitting it got you sweating, making you smelly. Shit funky like your mother with a stinking ass. Type of shit that I had your aggie and ready to blast. Maybe just hold a second and give me the chance. Let me go put my rubber on so that we really can dance. Now we hugging, you know we fucking until my nut bust out. Cardiac arrest of the pussy and pass the fuck out.
Fuck the fuck out, sweat the fuck out, drink the fuck out,
shit,
the fuck out,
yeah.
Act the fuck out,
yeah.
Smack the fuck out,
yeah.
Fuck the fuck out, freak the fuck out.
Do you feel it in your body?
Do you feel it in your body? Do you wanna rock a party? Do you wanna get
naughty?
Do you feel it in your body? Do you wanna get naughty?
That's that Die For joint right there, playing that Red Man joint. It's classic, Busted Red. That's one of the favorite joints. That and Pimp Nuts and we can go on all night talking about how many Redman songs we love, because he gives you all that good music, that real good, feel-good hip-hop. And you can sit back there, smoke two, sip two, drink two, drive two, drive through, whatever you want to do. It's a classic music. It never dies. It don't got no age limit. That's the endless, the time-ending hip-hop. If y'all can hear me out there until Die 4 comes back into the play. And this is where it's at, Die 4. Where everything's green. Yeah, baby.
Yo, 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 can you hear me now? Die 4 back in the house?
We can hear you now, my G. We can hear you now.
Yeah, blog talk, messing up, man. But it's all good. At least they have to, well, Red was on, so we rocking out. Appreciate the Mr. Raw holding me down. I knew people couldn't hear me, so I started unmuting peeps. You know what I mean? And we got Matt 4 back in the house.
Right,
yep,
here.
Man.
Rolling up another blunt.
You know I know how to fill in the spots. You know I know how to fill in the spots. He did that all the time.
That's how we do it in Cali, homie.
Oh, but, man, what a show. You know what I'm saying? Big. I got to give a big shout-out to Redman, even off the fact that he's Redman, you know. But when we talked today, it was about the fans. He was like, you know, duh. And I'm not even trying to say he wasn't, you know, respectful to the radio station, this and that, but I told him, you know, man, the fans, just like they did tonight, blew the phone lines up, they was ready, and he was like, we got to make it work. So we were talking about doing it next week, you know, just rescheduling, and Red was the one that actually said, no, the fans want it. Like, what y'all doing tonight? So in honor of Redman, Die 4 Radio is going to be broadcasting every Wednesday night at 8:30 as well. You know what I'm saying? Since we rocked it off like that, and that's the way it goes. And man, we're just going to keep it consistent. But definitely a good show. You know, big. I mean, Redman, man, that was, you know, dude knew exactly what he was going to say. You can say his style is whatever and wild and whatever, but nah. Dude was very...
See, Redman is everything that you see in Redman, you get the first aspect of him, that made you love him. He is that dude.
Yeah, for sure. For sure he's that dude. For sure he's that dude. We got the Duchess. I went to her, but she had just hung up. Duchess, you rocking with us?
All day. You already. You know I'm in and out. I'm sorry. Listen, Dalinsky, I love you forever. I want to say that first, that I love you forever. And secondly, nobody can tell me shit. Redman said my shit is fire for all your niggas who don't like my shit. Fuck y'all niggas, yo.
And where you hear it first at? Where you hear it first at?
Huh?
And Don, thank you for telling him I was choking my feet there. That's, I love you again.
It's all good. You know, y'all know I got you, man. This is, you know, we're part of a team here. It doesn't matter what's happening or
what's
going on.
You're a dope rapper. That's why he did it. You're a dope rapper. If you were,
well, yeah,
if you were like, he wouldn't have done shit.
You know, I told Red, you know, I mean, I told Red behind the scenes, too. Like, you know, I don't care with whoever calls. That's up to you, though. You know what I'm saying? But I know when I play Dutch, it's a tight song. So, you know, that is what it is.
That means everything. I love that, dude. That's my G, yo. You always got good guests on your show. It's always a pleasure. I thought you went off after that. You like, you still on. Where's Mr. Roy? Is he gone?
No, Mr. Raw here. Actually, we got Mr. Raw. We got DMD. We got Killer Ron in the house again. And you know what? I'm going to go real quick while we got everyone on the line, because we got the homie Josh at 724 that's still rocking with us. I got to ask him, you know what I'm saying, because he's not part of this whole radio coalition. How are you feeling tonight, man? How'd you feel about the interview, Doppel Radio? What's happening with you?
Oh, man, I love the interview, man. That's what's up, man. I got to talk to Red Man. I'm still like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I told you, my dude.
You know, also,
I never bullshit. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. You know, I've been busy, man, but I finally got some time, though. Definitely.
It's all good, man.
That's the people.
What's up? Well, we appreciate you rocking with us, man, and I knew your number, you know, when you were up there, but if you would see how the phone lines were blowing up on my side, it's hard to keep track of everybody. So, you know, but you know I was definitely coming to you. And again, man, you know, appreciate the support. And again, my listeners, my new listeners, you know, listen to last night, Die 4 doesn't false advertise. When I say I'm going to have a guest, I'm going to have a guest. If something happens that's out of my control, I can't do anything about it. And people can remain Die 4 supporters or they can move on and be like, oh, he was full of shit. He said he had Red Man. But look, you know, I don't cross-pollinate like that. I don't do my business like that. If I know, I definitely, and like he said, that corrupt thing went out. You know, I even heard a little rumor that the cops got called on that shoot. So, you know, that is what it is.
I believe it.
So, but
shout out to Josh, my boy.
Yeah. We appreciate you rocking with us, homie, for sure.
Oh yeah, no problem, man. Definitely.
Oh, I was mute in the middle of this conversation, but he already knows he's been rocking out with us. You know what I'm saying? So, BMD, BMD, you rocking with us?
Yo, what's going on, fam?
Man, you know, just enjoying another good legendary night here at Die 4 Radio, man.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? To be able to talk to a legend like that, man, you know what I'm saying? And really gain some knowledge from what he's saying, man. You know what I'm saying? And be able to use it and put it into action, to progress. You know, it's a real beneficial night, man.
No, it really is. And the one thing I love about, I don't know, having artists like that, it's not because the stars and everything. Like I could care less because, you know, I'm not trying to have some of the stars it's not even that. It's I want people that are going to do something for hip-hop on my show. And I'm not talking about the hip-hop that's portrayed on the radio and who's winning awards and all sorts of shit, you know. Hey, I mean, I'm a white boy, so, you know, and I'm proud to be a white boy, but you think Macklemore is going to win, you know, best artist or best album or whatever at the BET Awards? I mean, Grammys are what it is. I'm not even trying to be like scandalous or controversial or anything like that. But that's not, you know, I think the Grammys do have a certain stigma that they have to like stick by, and not on a white or black thing, but on a universal mainstream thing that they have to stick by. So, you know, people like Redman and the dudes we have on the show, again, it's like due to knowledge. You know, a lot of the youngsters know Redman and Method Man because they smoke weed and was on How High. They never heard the Dark Side or album or, you know, any of this shit. Even Muddy Waters. You know, Muddy Waters is 96, right?
96?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what's up, man. But it was good that he even said, you know, talking to previous, he's like, we're going to rock the show out. You know what I mean? Like, whatever y'all need. And when I told y'all he was going to come back, I knew he's coming back. You know what I mean? He told me straight, I got to handle something real quick. I'll be right back. You know what I mean? And so, big shout out to him. I got a 562-201 that may or may not want to speak with us, but if you do, what's happening?
What's going down, fam?
Who's that? That's the Jody in.
Jody and Boss, what's up, my G?
It's pretty. This is a legendary night on the Die 4 Radio.
Yes, sir. What's up, OG?
What's going on, fam?
Oh, man, trying to stay warm, man. It's snow out here killing a nigga, man. I got sick and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still fighting.
It's on its way out here too, man. It's starting to pick up in my hood too.
If I tell you guys one thing, it's warm out here in Cali, but I guarantee you, I have a fucked up feeling there's gonna be a big ass earthquake.
So in my face, I was like,
you never know, man.
You know what?
So
Sure.
So we got Killer Ron on the line. We got Sneak Rodney. We got Duchess. We got Mr. Raw. You know what I'm saying? We got D&D. We got Mad 4. Yeah, it's a party right now. It's a party right now, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm trying to maintain, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I want to let everybody know, man, to be looking out for that No Competition coming out February 2014 on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Go snatch that thing up for your boy DMD, you know what I'm saying? Coming with that original hip-hop.
All motherfuckers go get that DMD, we're going to fuck you up.
Dakota, but you're talking to my boobs. Walk around like a walk.
Who we got with the feedback? I hear extra conversations in there. But either way, we rocking out. Look, I'm going to go into overtime because I'm in such a good mood. I just want to play music. You know what I'm saying? And we got people on the line, so we might as well play music of the people. But look, big shout out to Redman, man. I had a blast tonight. I really did have a blast tonight. Hey, and not to, you know, throw this, but what about that drop? That drop? He dropped a fucking Redman.
That's a king of drops right now. Right now, that's the king drop right there, boy. Yeah, that drop.
You
was
know
off
what?
The hook. Man, without a doubt, that drop was off the hook, man.
You know who has another great drop was the next. I know I keep on saying this, but I'm putting something a little different together. Was MJG. MJG had a very cool drop. And what was crazy is he was kind of like soft-spoken it was a good interview, but kind of soft-spoken and, you know, all interview. And I was like, hey, you know, can I get a dot for a drop? And boom, boom, boom. And he was like, hey, yo, this MJG, like, he just came out like crazy on me. So
hey,
Sneak, why we got people on?
That's the life of an entertainer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. He came into character. He was doing the interview with himself. He came into character.
No doubt. When
I was like the drop. Hey, Sneak, tell these people about who we got on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, man, it's going to be a great, great show. We got the legendary Chip Foo from the Platinum Group, the Foo Snickers. We got Little Dap from Group Home. We got, a pioneer in the hip-hop game. A great female MC by the name of MC Shy Rock. You probably remember her from B Street and the Funky 4+1. And last but not least, we got that boy Prince Poe from Organized Confusion.
And you forgot the people.
What'll be going on?
You forgot the people. Dyer, Lansky, and Mad 4 are going to be accompanying you, my dude.
Oh, of course. Man, that's a staple. They know that.
And just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know, because, you know, we do at Doc4, we got some big shows coming up, you know what I mean? And we move into different nights and doing some different things. But the thing is we got to, you know, you never know what's going to happen at any given night. For example, what happened last night? You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. Mr. Cheeks hit us up and obviously apologized and everything. He had something come up, too. You know, MCA, honestly, though, did hit us up during the day. You know what I'm saying?
We like that,
yo.
Too, when they get us ahead of time. Because we're out there promoting and, you know, blasting it all on the internet and, like you know, false advertisement and shit. And we don't want to be associated with that type of
shit. I felt bad for the fans.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not, to me, I could give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But it's the people that are listening and been waiting to get to talk to him. And it was a no-show yesterday, you know. But, hey,
okay,
we deliver today.
But I will have to say, though, I do got the ladies' night coming up on the 18th. You know what I'm saying? That's next Tuesday. I got OG Boss. You know what I'm saying? I got MC Light. I got Paula Perry. I got Lady Luck. I got Marvelous. And I got Old Town 357 for our Ladies Night. And that's Ladies Night Part 1. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got that going.
So all your ladies out there, tell your lady friends to listen to the show, because that's a show where you're going to be, all them lady MCs going to be wrecking shit.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. And then also February 20th, y'all, we got Diamond D, Smooth the Hustler, and Rampage. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely doing it like that. Crazy. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring out Smooth the Hustler, homie. You know what I mean? And see what they got going and he got going and whatever the camp got going. So, you know, Dot 4 Radio is still going to be consistent, still be doing our thing. But I think what we need right now, well, we got all these people on the line because this is all fam. And there's actually, you know, other people listening that aren't, so they need to hear the music. I'm going to go real quick to a Coalition remix. It's going to go into overtime, y'all. Please rock out with us, but we definitely going to play everybody that's been here supporting.
Don't forget to download the show so you can hear the entire show, motherfuckers. It's not over if you get cut off.
Hey, look, Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, / Die 4 Productions. You know what I mean? It's easy. Or click on the link and follow the profile, whatever you got to do. I'm going to go in a little Coalition remix.
Some checks pretty soon.
Ooh, I can't say that unless I cut him a check, right? Fuck that. That's the radio. Let it go. Come on.
This is what you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny.
My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty hair, be on the hip, how to save the rental. Running the streets like a press of the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm a general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up to your liking. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing. Sticking in like a bee sting. You don't like me? I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
Yeah. Original.
I
seen it though, you know what I mean?
Paranoid cause the voices
won't stop.
Who said Joe the kids ain't hip hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to potato top. All I need is one shot for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops. Street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with some keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist. See I'm a specialist. Call me MB with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee. Success is up to me. I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say. Yeah, I know this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein. They claim the range game shame. Let's meet it in Frostine. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main words drastic and the point just managed to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damage. I fall. And I'm about to do it. That's what happens to best. Your history already proved it. I'm the JFK shot. I leave my mind on the block. I guess what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped.
I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Burn when we spit him out. I guess his life keeps losing. Let's call these darkness out. live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so let's lick a shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to, that spirit that I'm lifting gifted, but still twisted to the automatic spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when your gift is moving towards a master, so fuck it, homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, it's that sickness. We breaking bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently sent to rip this. Sending them shots to get your attention. Bullet points. These rappers whack too many names to really mention. Bullet points. So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report? Bullet points. Sending them shots to get your attention. Bullet points. These rappers whack too many names to really mention. Bullet points. So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody stuck cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut. Fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut. Keeping your body stiffer than the fucker King Tut. And we about to get paid, getting laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate. Cause you's a fake and we always go harder. Die a lefty man for, got the shit that's hotter. And our shit is proper and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off blocks on any block. On any team, it doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet point.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet point.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet point. Bullet point. Since 13, I was a terrorist since the public school era.
the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city. Baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. No. With nothing on the line but mine like a ditty. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. Look. If around me know my mind, then I'm really not focused. Nah. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. Come it's on. A fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, locomotive. Spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred. You know. Keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means money. I gotta take your bread. And make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the windup, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. The stone runner to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat. Or more like a whip, so get nigga, get. While surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube, is it you get? All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Can you riddle me this? I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game, go legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, Ron Pace still get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest. It's like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. Pull up your sleeve. Little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track. I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease. Lead you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch them Z's, I'm focusing on making G. I got a disease. It's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, and the PE, you can attach.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Y'all didn't expect the audience to hook up with DJ Jenner from Germany. You already know it's the motherfucking takeover. Drodian Nation. Here we go.
Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbing, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbing, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical. HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your gray headphones or stereo. Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Bobbing, weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical, HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your Dre headphones or stereo. Fisticuff my headphones like Joe Cooley, you don't hear me though. Video killed the radio, but live murdered the video. Call me Killer Ron with that percussionist style. Single take these verses, so I'm in and out like animal style. Now I'm waiting on the post jerk to see what gets birth. A star is born every new day on this mother earth. Fire, fire, desire, the flow's too deadly. 98 degrees, no homo, minus a medley. Take it back to normal, this beat guaranteed to hit like winter formals. Better yet, a pay-per-view of money versus me or you. Trucks and BMW, shoes and George W. UFC and Rockefeller Records, just to name a few. Hit like the black and the blueprint. Eyes the same color, denying he didn't do it. Hit, feel
like blows from the Pac-Man. Frankie Lyman rolling with the Stones and the Smack Man. Hits like a gang initiation. Top 40 on the charts are singles from the Haitian. Hits talking Wayne and Alicia. M. Snoop Luda with T-Pain on
okay,
the feature.
Get on your grind and make it happen. Grind and make it happen. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it happen. The gold is paper stacking. Ball to you ball, don't slip and keep it cracking. Chuck couldn't get me in the 40-40 club, so I had to grease the bouncer and the doorman a dub. Sneak a tote so they don't catch me, get my sticky icky on. Rap is just a stepping stone so I can sell some men cologne. Call me Lonnie Lynn or P. Diddy in a suit. Have you smelling like a baller? Well, minus the loot. Zoot suits me American, African American. I prefer black like Bill and Sidney doing it again. Bill got killed, but it wasn't Black Mamba. One over Jordan, 24 is the new number. Born with a silver spoon, financially it's wood. So I'm steadily hitting greens like a stony Tiger Woods. 10-4 coffee like a blue and white coffee. Po-po, 5-0, popping body shots like Rocky. Hit like inhales from the cannabis. Girls fighting in the club, the target is unanimous. Hit like the plays from your MySpace. Cops rearrange your face and leave you on the ground from those hits. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr.'s got the juice like mimosas. Hit Sugar Shane, Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Dylan Payne when they drop it. Yo, iPhone spell correction flips my words, now I'm winging it like Pegasus and 12-piece birds. Full on focus, spit like Beach Street, dumbfounded, got you thinking that this is a RZA beat. Recognize it's DP, broaden your perception. Heavy pushers don't even know that it's a recession. Meanwhile, everybody second guessing their profession. Still down for that percussion, no jam session. Grab the mic at your discretion, test if you can spit. Epic fail, end up ultra mild, lickety split. Shit's about to get major, bypass D-League. Ready for the pro, somebody has gotta see me. Baptize beats when I elevate, skeet, skeet. Posterized tracks on ESPN TV. Blindside your ass like Sandra Bullock and Stevie. Wonder why Rihanna's got a shiner on TV. Hit like a bullet with a spyro. Trippin' up in Compton or pissing off DJ Iroh. Hit, disgrace your moms to your face. Now you're about to catch a case, cause you set him in his place from those hits. Now your home is the county. Look the wrong way and catch a shaft like it's Roundtree. Hit, Ron Artest and the Piston. MMA, WBA, and the 80 greatest. Hit,
here we go on and on.
Radio, that's the way we do it, y'all. That was the Coalition mix right there. And everybody that you heard is on the line, from my man Killer Ron to my man Mr. Raw to Duchess to DMD. Man,
yo, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. That's some hot shit.
Hey, and I got a special guest that just came in, chimed in. I got Dafoe's newest member, but he's not a new member to hip-hop for sure. Chucky Sly on the line. Chucky, you rocking with us?
Well, what? I'm here, dog. I'm here. What's up? What's up? Dafoe forever, baby.
Absolutely.
That's
man.
Right.
Formally introduce you the first time to all my peoples here. We got the Coalition. We got Mr. Raw. We got the Duchess. We got Jody and Nation, Sneak Rock Scene, and you know what I'm saying, who's hosting that Chain Reaction mixtape we're doing. You know, and Killer Ron, we got the DMD doing major damage. You know what I mean? So we got a party still up in this motherfucker.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, let me tell you, man. Yo, there's a lot of heat coming out of Dafoe. Chain Reaction is going to be freaking bananas, but, you know, I'm saying I'm kind of honored because I'm following a high standard of music. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
That's right.
That's what's up. That's what's
I don't
up.
Give a
what's
fuck. Once they hear this shit, man, a lot of motherfuckers are
gonna
be on the dick. I mean, I'm a big brother for everybody who's gonna be on the dick.
Look, I'm gonna drop a little preview. Tell me a little bit about War. Tell me what is, you know, inspired you to write this real quick, because I'm gonna drop it for the people.
Hey, yo, let me tell you, man. The story on this is crazy, because when you listen to it, this was wild. I did just the hook. the hook alone, I did it as like some work for hire from a cat who's like really blown up now. I'm going to leave him unnamed, but let's just say he's really huge, and he was trying to sell some beats and some hooks. So I made this hook for him, but we couldn't sell it. We couldn't move it. So I put some lyrics down on it after it was evident that I was going to, if it was going to get any daylight, I was going to have to do it. So I put some lyrics on it, and then, you know what I'm saying, it went through a couple of little permutations, but yo, Diadon put the, he found the correct key for it, and now it's freaking bananas.
Let's
do this.
Give it to the people. Let's do this. Chucky Fly War, Doppel Radio. Let's do it. Come on.
In wartime, truth is so precious that she should always be attended by a bodyguard of lies. Winston Churchill.
To join them, I don't really see the point. Just tell me cut my hair, tell me not to smoke a joint. Put me in a uniform, send me where I know I'm hated. Tell me that I should conform or spend my life incarcerated. And not to speak in opposition of his policies. Build an aristocracy and sell it as democracy. Claim I can't participate cause I need discipline. People want it different, but yo, we ain't listening. Try to hypnotize me through commercial propaganda. Track me in my whip through a stoplight camera. Watch me from a satellite, every road I travel on. And Mephistopheles sits upon a throne in Babylon. Travel the steel maze, eviscerate the serpent. God put the lyrics down, I am but his servant. Politicians telling you they truly understand you, but don't be quick to snatch your random gifts the devil hands you.
The horns blow and the wise are crumbled. Sharp MCs find a beast in a jungle. Saying I want a war, but then I bring a war. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war. Licking more blood from a hand of a stranger. Never try to put a eye, then I'm a danger. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war.
Started letting off rockets. Contracts to they homies, filling up their pockets. Bureaucratic tricks, slicker than linoleum. And they got a plot to hold and control it for petroleum. Petrol dollars is turned into quick simoleons. War got them letting off bombs in the Holy Land. Each man thinking he the only one who see God. Christians on a crusade, Muslims on a jihad. War got his ready tank, blowing up the West Bank. Soldiers getting blasted, commanders moving up in rank. Smoke streams like quagmires get thicker. Only bad news on my TV clicker. Tuesday clock, tick-tock, and through the break it's all where it all rushes to a foregone conclusion. Say they want peace, that's all an illusion. A tighter hand distraction, destruction and confusion.
The horns blow and the wise are crumbling. Sharp MC, find a beast in a jungle. Saying I want a war, but then I bring a war. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war. The more blood from a hand of a stranger. Never try to find a eye, then I'm a danger. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war. Saying I want a war, then I bring a war.
Folk Radio in the motherfucking house. Chucky Fly, DMD, Mr. Raw.
Yeah,
Raw.
Man.
Justice,
yeah.
Raw Steve. Man, we're living up in this motherfucker.
It's bananas.
Now, and just so I got to give some breaking news for Die For Productions, but Chucky Sly is on the freeway right now on his way to Die For Studios. So you never know what's going to happen within the next couple hours, and we have another banger like that. You know what I'm saying?
hey, man, the clock never stopped, though. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't be limited by the 9 to 5.
No, absolutely. Now, I got to go to DMD. You still there with us, homie?
Yeah, what's up, fam?
What's the last preparations you right now doing besides, you know, hard copies and this and that, but for the release, because that's next week. You got a couple, you know, shows coming up. You got some premieres or anything you're going to do for album release party or what's next?
I've been working on doing some stuff for the album release party, man, but I ain't really got together whether I'm going to do the album release party on the East Coast or the West Coast. But I really would like to do it on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm really looking forward to, man, trying to make something happen on the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'll be right there with you. Just to let you know, March 6th, the Die 14, everyone's going to be in town, minus JR, unfortunately. But everyone's flying in. It's going to open for Too Short March 6th. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually opening for NBA and... not the next day. This is now breaking .4 news. The show for NCA got moved to March 1st. So March 1st, which is Saturday.
Let's move it up early then. I misread fucking flyer then.
Yeah, yeah. So we opening for NCA and Cocaine. So you already know that's how that's going to go down. You know what I mean?
Man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, no doubt, man, you know what I'm saying? I just got... hooked up with my man Justified, man, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be doing
some stuff.
So we're going to definitely have...
And that's a good dude, too, DMD. Hey, that's a good dude. That's 100, dude.
Yeah,
that's a good connect right there, homie.
We definitely going to have some DMD being pumped in the building that night, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be able to be there physically on the first, you know what I'm saying, for that event with MCA.
Yeah.
But we're going to definitely be in the building, you know what I'm saying? And also, I'm going to be on a flyer that's going to be promoting the event, too. So, you know, we're doing some stuff together, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure, though, when you do book a show out here in Cali, you let us know, because I'll book it, too, no matter what, because I definitely want to rock a show.
And we got Mad Blunt there. We got, you know,
that,
shit to chill with.
No, that was that. Before that happens,
you know what,
we'll
you know
be
how
at
it
D&D.
Is. All you gotta
so we'll
do
be a DMD Dire Lansky compilation feature, whatever you got to say, before you come out here. So we'll be doing the cross-promotion on the show. We'll rock any show you come out here and do with you, homie.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, man. I'd definitely like to do some shit with you, Dire Lansky, you know what I'm saying, and fuck some shit up,
I know,
man.
No, it's my fault. It's my fault because I know you get shit done. I just got to send you some beats, so... I'm going to connect with you, dude. That's my bad. You know what I'm saying? Everything going on. But definitely we appreciate the support. And I'm going to go real quick, too, to my man, Mr. Raw, because he's been rocking out all night. Mr. Raw, how you feeling?
You? Well, you know, shout out to DMD. What's good, IT? How you feeling?
Get back to him.
Oh, man, everything is good, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't complain, man. You know what I'm saying? Fighting hard, swinging regular, fam.
You know how we do it, man. Now that all this competition stuff is over, now I can reach out and I can really, we can politic and get things going on. You know how that was going on, just trying to do the honorable thing, you know what I'm saying, making sure everybody had a fair shot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
And congratulations on your up-and-coming situation, man. They'll keep me posted, man. Definitely going to look forward to listening to that real good, feel-good hip-hop. You always, I'm going to call you that new urban Picasso, because you always paint a nice picture with that music that you got right there, and I like the way it is. It brings me back, but then takes me forth at the same time. I might have to call you that a new Aaliyah style, back and forth, inshallah. We're going to get together soon.
No doubt, inshallah, fam. We're going to definitely make it happen.
Shout out to Mr. Raw, man. You've been rocking with us since Gospel was there from the beginning, so shout out to him, my dude.
And Mr. Raw and DMD, like I said, I got Chucky Sly, the newest Die4 artist, but again, never a new artist to hip-hop. So, you know, definitely I wanted to meet y'all.
Yeah,
you heard the style. And you know, we're going to keep this connection going. Look, we all going to have songs together. The Die4 camp is y'all camp, you know what I'm saying? And y'all camp is our camp, so we, you know, we all going to be networking. We all going to be getting, look, Sneak, you already know you're my dude. you know.
Hey, yo, no doubt, man. Like, there's like 100% die for support, man, out here, dude. It's, yo.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, our street team is your street team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, you did get to hear that cut that me and Sneak got together, right?
Yeah.
The Divine Guest, I mean, the Divine Guest, that's my jam.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
jam.
Are you kidding me?
We played it a few times already on Dark Four Radio.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, Ma?
She's flying high right now. You know that.
I feel like I am in my engineer mode. I'm in my engineer mode, and I got your show, and I'm chopping it up so I can rewind Redman saying he loved my song over and over again.
Yep.
True story.
And I put you on blast, too. I did put you on blast with the Facebook message. I was like, fuck it, I'll tell it before I play a song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
look, I'm not worried because I got pretty feet, so I'm good.
He's trying to get the shoe.
That's always a plus for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't like Sasquatch.
hey, keep them features open. Keep them features open. We're going to fill in the blanks.
You think I'm going to have Metzman and Redman screaming on me about my toes? Not at all. Nope. Not going to happen.
By the way, don't trip. That Dot 4 Wu-Tang show is coming very soon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I can't take much more, Don. You killing me. You is killing me.
You know what?
Oh,
but I do, you know, shout out to Wu-Tang. You got some, you know, like, for real. But I will be opening that Wu-Tang show with my favorite Wu-Tang member. I say as a rapper because I heard him the first time when I heard the tape of 36 Chambers. It's the first song I heard, you know, because my homie had got it before me, and it's the first song I heard. And I heard Inspector Deck. I smoke on the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser. Raise hell with the flavor. Tell me about the damn like dude from Pakistan. Swing it through your town like a neighborhood Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And I was like, That's my dude right there. And it's not taking anything because, look, my favorite Wu-Tang album, I mean, it is a toss-up with Liquid Swords, but only built for Cuba Links, Rick Wan. You know
what I'm
saying?
Ghostface Killah is my favorite rapper from Wu-Tang. I mean, GFK.
Yeah. So it's all different purposes. It's not taking anything away from anybody. But because it's my show, motherfuckers, so I said, I'm going to open it with Inspector Deck. But there's going to be a lot of Wu-Tang members coming through. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't like Action Bronson either because it sounds like Ghostface Killah.
Look, now, I don't care what you open with as long as they hear. I don't give a shit.
I'm about to tell y'all, I felt so bad last night because I've never not had, like, people show up. And that was a big show for people not to show up.
You got to take this way.
It's not about if they don't show up. It's about if he cared enough to come back and say,
That's really the truth.
Yeah.
That's real. That he fucked enough to came back because he know we was waiting for him. So shout out again to Redman because he didn't have to do that. He could have been like, fuck it.
He don't have to do shit. He could just be like, fuck them motherfuckers and roll a blunt and go take a shit.
Right.
He literally hit us up in the morning. I mean, big shout out to Redman. He hit us up in the morning, right, and was like straight up like, oh my bad, like this and that. He was like, look, I want to send y'all some new songs. I'm trying to get a mix. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get a mix. I don't think I have a mix, but I got the remix album. Like, let's do this. Here's the link. You know, what time, he like double check, triple check. And so we told him, we're like, look, this is the first Die 4 on a Wednesday. You know, we're going to do it to you and make it about the fans. He was like, well, whatever y'all need, I'm there all night. And I was like, let's do it. You know what I'm
saying?
And if we were going to, and I said promo-wise, because we all business people here. We said, you know what I'm saying, like, well, what about the promo again? Like, let's do some promo. Let's do some promo. He was like, nah, they was waiting for me last night. It's for the fans. Let's do it tonight. What y'all got? Let's go. And I was like, all right, cool. And I even called a couple people and asked. Those people know who we were. Because on a promo aspect, when someone doesn't show up the night before, it's like, boom, boom, boom. you know what I mean? So, but I knew it was going to go down. I knew he was going to come through. I had confidence in that, and it ended up being a legendary show. And I'm honestly glad we just had Redman on this show.
Yes, exactly.
That's no small potatoes.
That's not a small potato artist, dude. Because like you said earlier, everybody knows who he is. Motherfuckers that don't even listen to music know who he is. They grandma
and
know who he is.
And look, it's for hip-hop, y'all. It's for hip-hop. I really appreciate everybody rocking out with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go
we love
you know, some more little music. Hey, man, we got 30 minutes to rock out to some music. And
just keep on going, man. I'm in a fucking happy ass.
Divine gift.
I'm not mad right now.
Should never be questioned. You simply accept it.
Know what it is. Know what it is.
You. Divine gift in the game. Or do I own fame?
Yeah.
You know I'm swinging from the west for the wrong
music.
Got
what
a
up,
love for the wrong thing.
If I ain't a boss, then what am I? Premeditated with an alibi. Shots in the air, I tell the heavens you fly. Most times I hate for no reason, I gotta get the squeeze. The signs say caution, but they still wanna try it. I refuse to be quiet, two ears and a mouth, so I listen before I speak. Intimidation for the weak, I'm dirty like J-Sign and me. Raw steam, but you can call me Sneak. Mention Pimp Sick, get nigga all turn to freaks. All natural like the bread and geese. TJ's a sneak, drugs for geese. A lot of love for my beats, we plan for kings. Shepherds and sheep, leaders of the schools. Regulation and rules, necessities and tools. Lessons for the fools, blessing if you choose. Growth and development, dudes, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indie, or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indie, or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main.
A lot of pain in this world. A lot of stress in this world. A lot of tension in the room. Heavy damage will consume. Jail time, clean sweep like a broom. On my head, contemplating the doom. From the womb to the tomb, to the tabernacle. We got a company like guards and offensive tackles. Immediate danger like a meteor. Rushing like a matador. Lock as soon as I step in the door.
With a splash of lime and cranberry.
Cold like Ben and Jerry. Connect like New Haven, Hartford and Waterbury. We on the Staten Island Ferry.
Headquarters, no paparazzi or reporters.
10% to the single mothers and daughters. 5% to the church, and we taking them orders.
Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indigo do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front rain. Gotta have nothing but love for the front rain. Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indigo do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front rain. Gotta have nothing but love for the front rain.
Homicidal mind attack upon the microphone. The lyrical legend no matter what the time zone. Words is born, the truth gon' tell. And DMD gon' send your tip for motherfuckers to hell. Bail, as I mob down the avenue. Where nigga had to pay from the red or blue. It's true, Nick Tickets and them Levi causes. With a war as I mob through the hood to the liquor store. South Central is the land where we gang bang. Hit the switches on the show after we go slang. Don't get caught up on my block with that gold chain. And not a motherfucker out here know your fucking name. Beat down, it don't matter, nigga shoulda knew. You ain't from round here, dawg, then it's fuck you. Strap coming out your soul, about to rise quick. But I calm that shit down, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indie, gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the funk main. Gotta have nothing but love for the funk main. Divine gifts in the game. Speaking the indie, gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the funk main. Gotta have nothing but love for the funk main.
Easily quoted from the one that's taking notice of reading my statue from rapper who's self-promoted. I'm reaching for high ground, reaching
teaching the fire round, teaching the tie and clown of my speech to supply yourself forever glistening. For the ones ready to listen, enhance my mission to alleviate any damn suspicion. Raw's rendition is my way of thinking, linking your thoughts to your better vision, showing the vision, more than a smidgen, giving the lump sum, and penetrate like a dum-dum, leaving your skull not sure if you want some. It's non-herbalist, verbalist, proceed with caution and approach at your own risk. Rolls like a defense, limits the kid miss, giving the damn twist of the typical fan list, making your man twist like a spiritual band's list, making your fan miss for this lyrical sandwich. I never claim to be the greatest, macho or even the bravest, I leave it up to the lamest single raiders who want to be famous. Front like the stainless, you can't get clipped on, but you ain't Teflon, so you forever remain nameless. My main aim is to spark thrones and team brainers, with lyrics to float the water like regular gainers. I would never sink, no matter what you think, cause all my lyrics are well done, they never pink, but before blink, I could change up the menu, rearrange the venue, before I continue, then you understand, the fight of the man, and how I control the crowd with the mic in my hand, and now I roll for rope like a dice in my hand, with a drive that cuts deep like a slice of the man, with a machete. My motto, forever ready, go hard or go home, cause we're known to be deadly, spitting the medley, to leave you open while I'm floating over the track, and it's a fact, I leave it soaking, critically broken when I touch styles without a token, don't provoke a hequence of might, just like a focus, spin a verse, throw it down, and leave it smoking, I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye, I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across, as I shine, you know, force, to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce, the game is not lost, hip hop ain't dead, but you got to pay the cost, if you want the bread, so many play the boss, but they work instead, there's a lot of rap cats in the game, and they ain't scoring, hop, they not in, they plot it straight, boring, they claim to be LJ. Now how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching, it's crazy, they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce in the numb, it's possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution to get the shit inside of the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the lights to force, sister, cause mic fight is what I ignite with restriction. To set the game up, state your claim up, cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame, the roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up, that means I'm burning your brain up, changing the game up, from the different and same stuff. Even your plane stuck with the lyrics that stay broke. I'm not pumped, I write rhymes to get checks. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, I just treat it just like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, mad. Somebody stop me, but don't block me, cause I'm balls off, it's hockey. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means I'm ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Roar, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, so if you're ready for war, we can get it on. From night till the morn, from dusk to the dawn, till the boat get tired, one start to yawn. But I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
Dipole Radio in the house. You already know my man, Mr. Raw, killing that shit. You already know Dipole is killing it. You already know the Coalition is killing it. You already know it's Greenleaf all the time. And you know what's crazy? Especially for you know, the Greenleaf fam I got in here, my man, Mr. Raw and Duchess. I used to smoke nothing. You can tell people, listen to people that know me all my life. And I smoked blunts my whole life. I didn't really do bongs, pipes, none of that shit, right?
But we don't fuck blunt. With joints either.
Hey, but, hey, what was my blunt, man, for?
Garcia Vega, the green guy.
Green leaves all day.
Hey, with that, that was
with
that, and the Heineken, that was our shit back in the day.
I hate green. Can you believe that? I do not like Green Duchess. Can you believe that?
I used to do them.
They are the worst. They have the worst.
Garcia Vegas too. You know what I'm saying? Before I came to the East Coast, but when I got to the East Coast, man, I got hip to the Entourage, man, and nothing like the Entourage, man.
Yeah.
Like Entourage is alright. It depends on where I'm at.
My dude Wayne G, you know, died for in the house. He comes out here from Chicago, and, you know, that's not a medical state out there. You know, and what's funny, because we got really good trees out here. We go to a store to get it, right? But it never fails. Like, probably dudes buy cheap blunts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a participator in that. I go to the liquor store, I buy expensive beer, and I buy like the Spitaleros or something like that. And Wayne G was like, I never understand you Cali motherfuckers. You have that bomb ass weed and you smoke shitty blunts. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, this is what we used to, homie. Like, boom, boom. But
yeah,
for real, like the Garcia.
I miss those blunts, man.
I do too. You can't find them in the, and look. And then there also came that rumor on the West Coast. They were like, oh yeah, you can't smoke the Garcia Vegas to make your lungs bleed. These
yeah, exactly. That's what
smoking.
I keep hearing all the damn time.
Hey,
I
was
like
backwards. Hey, backwards again. I like that. But that's a dumb excuse.
Well, I'm not addicted to it. I'm addicted to blunts. I keep telling people, I don't smoke joints. I don't hit the pipes. I don't hit bongs. I fuck with blunts.
Yeah, fuck that.
Man,
right.
But
I don't like your bones either.
Just,
I don't like
get your entourage.
I don't like that.
Hell no. But you have people back in the day, honestly, that would be like, oh, Garcia, they make, you know, Garcia Vegas make your lungs bleed. But these dudes smoke Sherm. You know what I'm saying? They,
oh, no.
Or like some other shit. Or, you know what I mean? I'm like, what?
That'll never do.
And smoke cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so you smoke cigarettes.
I don't like cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I never smoked cigarettes in my life.
I don't like the smell of them. I don't like, spray yourself before you come around with cigarettes, please. Because I'm going to be like, you were smoking cigarettes? Like,
I hate when somebody want to take a picture with me and I'm at a club or something and they want to take a picture and they come up next to me and they just reeking of cigarettes and I can almost can't breathe and I'm standing there trying to pose for this damn picture.
And I know I shouldn't be. I try not to be that way. It's hard for me because I'm such a private person. But I don't like pictures, and I don't think it's right for me to say no. I can't take a picture with you. But you know, I don't like pictures. So you know, sometimes when somebody will actually take a picture, I'll be like, you know, and they'll be like, oh, you know, they take it the wrong way. Like it's, you know, I don't want to do it. It's just I don't like, you know, I don't like pictures. So.
Yeah. It's something you're gonna have to start liking now.
I know.
Absolutely.
Mr. Ross yeah. always we Dutch suck it up. You gotta do it.
No,
get
I've
over
had to do
it.
The same thing. Look, I've had to do the same thing, and especially look when I, you know, growing up when I took pictures, I was literally the only white boy. So I either took a picture with a group of black dudes. Well, I took a picture with a group of, you know, Hispanic people. You know what I'm saying? And so I always stood out. And let it be winter in California where you don't have that summer tan, and it's like, you know, like a negative, positive, where's Waldo picture? You know what I'm saying? Hey,
you
know, remember that picture?
I'm not going to say shit because that's my brother. That's my little brother right there. I ain't going to say shit. I don't know what you're getting at.
Hey, it was crazy. So I had to get used to it because it was like, man, I just stood out. It looked like I was Photoshopped into every picture. Like I was photobombing in 1992 or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I want to ask you a question, though. As all of us are bosses in our own way, and, you know, we perform, we're artists and everything, do you ever feel like at some point, like, okay, like, you know, enough is enough for, like, a few minutes, like you want your own, your private time. How do you deal with that?
For me, I'm loving every minute of everything that's going on right now.
Absolutely.
I can't speak for Dyer, but I speak it for myself.
Well, I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
I love it, but if I'm going to the store at like 7 o'clock, I'm Dutch's not the morning person. If I'm going to the store like 7 o'clock in the morning, I want to take a picture. I'll walk you to the store. I'll be like, now, I won't take a picture right now, but I'll walk you to the store. Let's walk to the store. I even walk you to your crib. On your way home, but pictures at 7 o'clock, that's just probably not going to do that. So.
You know,
I'm
down for whatever pretty much because, look, you know, as I'm getting older in age, I look fantastic in the motherfucker, no matter what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
I hear that shit.
I'm still sexy as hell, so all you motherfuckers handcuff your hoes.
Second off, you know, as I'm getting older and wiser, no one is promised tomorrow, so I'm going to follow whatever I can do, even throwing just an impromptu red man fucking show, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's going to fucking happen. Like, let's do it. You want to network, it's for a positive, it's to make something happen, let's roll, you know.
Yes.
Like, I wasted so much time doing music for other people, and because I love music so much, I never really pushed it. Hence, I never really charged, which means I would never really invest because I didn't get, you know, money to do it, and just kind of sat back and did music, you know. Hey. And I always knew why I could like do it, but you know, there's no time like the present. This shit has to happen right now. And it's crazy you say that because I have a mixtape called Now or Never. But that was years ago, and I didn't have that mentality, though. Even though that said that on the mixtape, like, I didn't have that mentality Now or Never. I was living life to the moment, which is cool. But you have to have you have to have a vision. You have to see, like, a future where you're going. Because that moment is what you have to capture to get that vision. So it's not like I don't live in the moment. No, hell yeah, I live in the moment.
I think the ability to have the vision comes from the opportunity to have past experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people that's new into the game, they don't have the opportunity to have past experiences in the game to be able to have a vision. You know what I'm saying? They just for in it for the moment. You know what I'm saying? That's all they could do is for the moment, you know. But when you been in the game for a while.
Well, I feel that, though. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I feel that completely.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
When you've been there and done that, you can tell somebody who's never been there what it's going to be like to get there when they do get there.
No doubt. And even
you know, the motherfuckers that ain't been there are the ones that get too happy, go lucky. And then they get happy for nothing.
Right, that's why they don't have a vision, you know what I'm saying? And they don't have no real vision, so, you know, you see them end up in a dress or something like that on stage, you know?
That's my problem with fucking rap music. It's like, stop fucking trying to dress the shit up to be some other shit when it ain't hip-hop. Stop it. Give me something to do. I got a problem with young artists. All you young artists that go listen to shit, I ain't got a problem with y'all being young artists. Give me something funky to listen to, motherfucker. Period.
Yeah, no doubt. You know.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
What was you saying, Dust?
I was just saying that, you know, I have to say that every single day I feel like I'm living my dream, B. Every single day. And it's not easy to be able to say, fuck it, I'ma just give up everything. I ain't gonna have no 9-to-5. I'ma just live my dream. So to be around the rest of y'all who are doing the same thing, and you know, you believe in this shit. You gotta believe in this shit in order to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And wanna have this lifestyle. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be on the line with, you know, all of y'all that wanna do that.
I got a flip side to that coin, because no one can do anything alone. You then also have to find someone that can be in that same vision with you to make it compatible, to have something. And that's the crazy part about music. I think music is one of the only things that can do that universally. You know what I'm saying?
But what brought us together as homeboys through all those years and made us tight?
Hey, you know what? You know how Four and I met? Y'all want to know something? This is family business right here. I was from a tagging crew called PFC, which was his homie. And this dude went up to the head of my crew and was like, I want to fight Dyer Lansky. And I was like blocks and blocks away, like a couple miles away. And I was like, hey, I got a skateboard. I'll be right there. I skated down that motherfucker. And even though I'm a white boy, I didn't know how to skate. I showed up there. You know what I'm saying? It was like, what's up? Where's this dude at? And, of course, he didn't show up. And then I started rapping with my dude, Four, who had every tape, every CD, everything that you could ever, every source magazine, knew everything about this. And it was like, and I was a freestyler that would battle anybody right there, right then, and just destroy him. And that was being Four from that day.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's how it started. We were just switching, you know, freestyles back and forth. And, hey, that's been my dog ever since, man. Because out of that crew, he's the only one that's certified brother.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt.
But either way, man.
Like I said, if you fuck with my boy Dyer, I'll cut your motherfucking face with a corkscrew. And I think that shit will hurt.
Matt Four is a new kind of crazy.
Yeah, he sure is, man. This dude is certifiable.
He's a new style of crazy that we know about, but we keep him around.
Don't feel no way, guys. That's bipolar hip hop. I'm certified myself, so don't feel no way.
Hey, but one thing about my dude, Matt Four, is that is the most loyal dude I've ever met in my entire life. I mean,
that's what I'm saying?
And that's my dude that's had my back. You know, me and him have gone back-to-back with crazy, and not glorifying fight, but, you know, you young, you fight with people. It's not like we some crazy fucking Braveheart warriors, but we've always
we
had each other's
crazy.
Back no matter what. No, but you can't play homies like that. And I know y'all have homies like that, too. That no matter, it's been 20-something years, and it's like, what the fuck?
You know,
I mean,
that's what I do, Dad. And real talk, that just lives off loyalty, B. And if that nigga is loyal to you, you know, don't ever lose him. Loyalty is everything, especially in this game. Listen to me. Loyalty is every fucking thing
that
in this world. You see Mr. Ross?
That is the real shit.
I know he halfway asleep over there, but he's still right the fuck over there with his sister. He's right there. You hear me?
Four ain't got no filter. That's his thing. He ain't got no filter. Yeah, you know. So you need that. You need that.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do right now, y'all. I'm gonna start on my man DMD. We got about 10 minutes, but you never know when Blog Talk is gonna go ahead and pull the switch on us because the radio's too hot. Them transistors are like overloading right now. You know what I'm saying? And some small town Arizona is paying for electricity somehow. So. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to my man DMD, give you last shout-outs, man. Obviously, much love. You rock with us all night. You in the East Coast. It's crazy time out there. Cold as hell. What's happening with you? How you feeling? Give you last shout-outs. Let's do this.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying, man? I want to give a major shout-out to y'all, man, first of all, man. You know what I'm saying? Die for radio, Mad for Die Lansky, you know what I'm saying, for having us and giving us this platform to be able to do this. And be able to connect with legends like Redman, you know what I'm saying? You don't see no other motherfuckers doing no shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So major shout-out to y'all for making that happen, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I want to say look out for that new EP, like I said, is dropping No Competition February 24th on iTunes. Go get that, Joan. Check your boy DMD out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I got to say, fam.
And look. We also going to be doing a DMD, you know what I'm saying, release party, of course, so we're going to hear it. And we are going to be raffling off and doing all sorts of promotions. Dyfor is going to buy, you know what I'm saying, 10 DMD CDs and going to be giving them to fans, you know what I'm saying? So when that drops, we definitely could be, you know, raffling off 10 free CDs to the listeners. You don't have to pay for shipping, anything. We're going to run some contests, so make sure you tune in to Dyfor Radio for that. You know what I mean? And big ups to DMD, man. I'm loving the CD. I love everything that's going on, man.
Oh,
if
man,
you don't ask rapper,
man.
Motherfuckers, don't sleep on him because I'm gonna wake your bitch ass up with a fist up your fucking nose.
Nah, you know what? The real shit is just I gotta figure out what's gonna be worth the raffle. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make these fans a little bit work for it, but you know I got 10 CDs to give away. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't no thing. You know what I mean? So, bam, we gonna make
no doubt,
happen.
Man. With something, man. You're a creative guy,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. We can make it make sense. But
Dyer, very creative. Dyer is a genius when it comes to getting creative, man. That's his knack, homie. He's pro at that.
No doubt.
Absolutely. So, DMD, big salute to you, my dude. Man, crazy love.
Yeah.
Mr. Raw. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to my man, Sneak. Sneak been awful quiet, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm in the field.
You sipping on some Robo right now, homie? You sipping on that Robo?
Hell yeah, man. I got off that medicine, man. Goddamn. In slow motion, man. But, you know, soaking up the game, listening to what y'all speaking about, man. Everything is real over here. It's family, you know what I'm saying? We're working towards one goal. That's getting that good music out there and longevity, you know what I'm saying? Longevity is what it's all about, quality music. And, man, working as a team.
Absolutely. A big shout out to the Killer Raw and everybody that tuned in from the Jodians, you know what I'm saying? But Sneak, Saturday night, you already know what's going to go down, homie.
Yeah, sure.
Shop Rock, you know what I'm saying? Lil Dap. Man.
So for all y'all nerds that don't got dates on Saturday night, hey, y'all got to Die for Radio, motherfuckers. The fucking Jodian show.
So, Mr. Raw, you got some last shout-outs, my dude?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, shout-out to everybody who's on the line right now, everybody who roll out and do what we do, keep everything focused, you know what I mean? And everything is green. You know, Mr. Raw's on the scene 2014. Y'all making me feel like I might have to put an album out. I got an album sitting in the stash for about a decade, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but, you know, if y'all like the music y'all hearing from me, man, it's nothing but more to come with that right there. So definitely salute to everybody, and it's definitely loyalty over money for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That money come and go, but loyalty you can't find with bifocal glasses. You heard me? So when you looking for that real or loyalty, dude, man, you know, when you see me, holler at me like you.
Mr. Raw, drop that shit now, my dude. Come on now, man.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I need Dutch and Rob, before you go, I need a drop from y'all, and I'm going to put you on the line right now.
Ooh, shit, here we go. It's going to be fire.
Lady first, Dutch, can I get a
drop? The first lady to do this shit, too. Woo-hoo.
Oh, wow, now?
Let's do it.
And you're the first to represent.
Hey, you know what?
I know you can.
I do live in L.A. Hold on a second until the police go by my studio. Because, you know, there you go.
Never
a dull moment. He just going to McDonald's. He ain't no fucking chasing nobody.
Yeah.
See, Dad, you put me on the spot.
Come on, Mar. It was a good night.
You already,
night.
You
He's
know,
feeling good.
I'm ready when you are.
Let's go.
It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building, Die for all day, John Lance. You don't get it fucked up. Y'all niggas better tune in. You all ready for the Gucci, baby.
Yeah. Mm.
Fire.
That good?
Mr. Raw. Yeah, that's great. Mr. Raw, can I get one?
I'm ready when you are, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wake up, bro.
Now I'm Mike, baby. Check me out. When you know you want to hear that exclusive, Mr. Raw, you ain't got to go no further. You got to tune in to Die 4, my man Mad 4, and Die Lansing is on the scene for 2014. So when you see me, holler at me like, you?
Yo! That's what I'm saying.
What's up?
That's crazy. Mad 4, you got some last shout-out?
Shout-out to y'all. Shout-out to Mr. Raw. Shout-out to the Greening Team, to the Duchess. The first lady that we're out to be fucking with us on Zappa Radio, so you officially queen here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Shout out to Bam Bam. Oh, yeah, homeboy.
Bam Bam.
That's just good. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my boy Sneak Ross Sting, as my boy right there. Killer Ron, the Brodians in the building, you know what I'm saying? We doing shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody, I don't have to shout out my Die Hard team because I shout them out every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? They know.
Hell yeah. Chucky Fly, you got some last words?
Yo.
Yo, are we there?
We ain't gone nowhere. I'm saying, it's funny because I'm like, I'm listening in, I'm trying not to, you know, like Bogart and stuff, but like in the ride,
be careful,
you know,
man,
I got the phone on mute, but I got like Bob Marley all cranked up all loud in the ride and stuff, so I'm like, yo, I'm trying to keep up. Yo, it's a lot of love, man, it's the, yo, very dope. This is nice drops, too.
Hell yeah, give the your last shout out, my dude.
Hey man, I just want to express appreciation to all the people tuning in, Die 4 Radio, and you know, we're gonna bring a lot of heat. So count on us. You can lean on us.
On the freeway to Die 4 Studio. So
I'm saying.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm gonna
get
my last shout out.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, tell me one thing. LA at night is a beautiful thing, ain't it? I love the light.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, I'm new to it, so I'm in awe every time I'm driving in. But let me tell you something.
Even a late night drive home, that's a beautiful sight, my dude. I love it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just spent most of the day, you know what I'm saying, just like ruminating and thinking and concentrating and expanding my mind on these things. And when I get out there, literally in the next few minutes, this big things are going on for Die 4. What?
And you already know the Die 4 studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds amazing. Y'all need to get with it. Big shout out to everybody online. Mr. Ball, you already know, homie. You know what I'm saying? DMD.
Yes, sir.
You're my dude. You know what I'm saying? You already fucking know, man. This is crazy shit. I love this shit. Sneak.
That's what's up,
man. I don't even got to fucking tell you.
I know it's just true fans tuned in right now, so they know what to expect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, man, big salute to y'all. Definitely we got more crazy shit coming, so woo. Salute. You know what I mean? This is the way we do. It's Die 4 Radio. You can tune in.
And shout out to y'all fans that fucking tuned in again.
Hey,
waiting for Redman. Much love. I'm not going to forget y'all
because
y'all
want to be good. Oh, Jack, Bob, let's see that. We're going to get some good chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich and I.